gentlemen, it's
the Friday show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. The Drew and Mike show. Mark and Trudy and Zoobs in the house. And special guest, Jay Moore, coming up. He'll be at Mark Ridley's November the 4th. Three shows.
Wow.
Just like TJ Miller.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it sounds like a bit much, doesn't it? And I probably should mention, Colin Jost is at Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac on Saturday night. I'm surprised I haven't really heard a lot about it. We were hoping to get Colin Jost on.
He did an interview with someone.
What?
Did an interview with Julie Hines at the Free Press.
What?
I know. I'm offended.
How low tech.
I bet you he did it via email.
Oh, yeah.
It's for Defeat the Label, an anti-bullying charity, so... Anyway, I'm kind of excited to see the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. It looks really nice. I've seen pictures. I'm like, why am I never hearing about this place? Are there events there I'm missing?
Is it new?
It's completely redone. It's old.
What's the old theater? What was it? Is it the old Crowfoot? Or
I don't know what it was. I assumed it was always the Strand Theater, but they spent a lot of money fixing it up, and I think they're getting around to getting moving. But FlagstarStrandTheater.com, tickets are $49.50 or $79.50, and I know there are tickets. I was surprised. I just was really surprised we haven't heard about this show. Colin Jost, he's the
head
news guy.
He's the head writer of SNL.
Yeah, and he does the news.
And
too.
He's nailing
Michael
Che.
And he's with it was ScarJo.
And who else is going to ask her about?
Not Julie Hines.
Yeah,
Hines.
Yeah, she's not going to ask him about Scarlett Johansson farting.
No, God no.
I mean, that's really the main reason.
It's opportunity.
Yeah. Get that message to him that song exists.
And then MC5 this weekend, too. St. Andrews Friday. Boy, that'll be a sweaty good show.
With Kim Thayil.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also members of some other pretty good bands. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. It's a stud band. He said the MC5's never sounded better, which is convenient since he's the only member in it, except when Dennis Thompson plays. And Saturday... the MC50, celebrating 50 years of the MC5, featuring Wayne Kramer, of course, at the Fillmore Theater. So big weekend for them, and they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there's your weekend. Michigan's off. Michigan State plays Purdue. Is that in East Lansing, you know?
It is. Michigan State is favored.
They're favored, are they?
By two, yeah.
I don't know if I'd pick them in that game.
Exactly. It sounds like a sucker bet, though.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those games where Michigan State comes out and wins, you know, 38-21, and you go, what?
Yeah, how do they score that many points kind of thing?
Well, I just am so down on their quarterback right now. I don't know if he's just really hurt or what's going on. But anyway, Eli will be along, too, on the Friday show, in addition to Jay Moore. So it's another busy day on the Drew and Mike podcast. There was some more... I was reading a lot more blowback on the Greta Van Fleet thing.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, I understand people that, you know, oh, they're too derivative of Led Zeppelin. They're nothing special.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, I honestly don't think it's that big a deal myself. If they're making new music and it sounds like someone else who's really good and they do it well, I don't think it's that big a deal. It's worth noting. I certainly understand criticism. What I think I missed in that Pitchfork review, which was 1.6, I think I was saying 1.4, 1.6 out of 10, pretty bad, is that there are a lot of people who are pissed because Greta Van Fleet are the darlings of the new young rock and roll.
Yeah.
So there's that
I'd
thing
be pissed.
Of, fuck them!
But if you were a young rock band, wouldn't that be a good thing that they're just getting... play at all?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Well, Pitchfork doesn't get anything out of it, but I think they're... I hate the word haters. There are a lot of people that just want to shit on them because, you know, rock and roll isn't really a big deal right now, and they sound like Led Zeppelin, but on the other hand, I see them as very, very young. They're four kids that grew up in
Franken. Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Four guys that grew up in Frankenmuth, you know, the lead singer's 19 years old. I'm not one of these guys that says, well, he's only 19, so therefore you can't criticize a 19-year-old. I don't feel that way at all, but I think you have to think about it. You have to consider it when you think there's certainly some growth ahead, more than likely. And they are, I guess they're selling out all over the place.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, they are a big deal.
The greatest thing I think about them, even though they sound almost exactly like Zapp, is that they have their own compositions. They have their own music.
Exactly. And they play the instruments, and they play them well enough. I don't know. I looked at the review again, and all this shit about what they're wearing. And
who cares?
I don't. Fuck you. What does that have to do with the music?
Yeah, nothing.
It's kind of groovy. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's not something I'm sitting here playing every day. But I think they're good, and I'm glad somebody's playing rock and roll. I'm glad they're from Michigan, so. It was a tough week for Michigan music between David Crosby tearing into the Nuge. And it is funny reading that story, though. Just Ted does pretty much eviscerate anyone who comes after him in that way. Ted, you know, when you read Ted's words come at you so fast, I go, wait, do those words fit together? Whereas David Crosby certainly, if he had to criticize Ted and say he's not good enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's not why he's in there, I don't know. He's a pretty easy guy for Ted to come back on.
I mean, he's had his rap down for years, tearing people down. So
no doubt,
comes natural. And David Crosby seems like a slow moving
Ted. Where you at?
Target.
Ted, you know, he has a lot coming at him, no question, because of his view on guns. But between him and Greta Van Fleet, yeah, a couple days of. And I do feel like the whole thing, the Crosby's premise is really bullshit. I hadn't even thought about the damn Yankees and the Amboy Dukes when I read the story, but Ted was in three pretty significant rock acts. And so I can't, and looking at other people in the Hall of Fame, it's hard for me to, I'm not saying there aren't other people that should be in before Ted, but it's pretty obvious to me that he's not getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Here's my favorite bands, AC/DC, Van Halen, not Van Hagar, Skinner, Def Leppard.
Yeah. So Sammy Hagar, though, added to sort of this argument about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that Montrose belongs in that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, where's Montrose?
If Montrose belongs, Ted belongs three times over. And I like Montrose. I don't know. Sometimes with people, I'm just like, does that person belong in there twice?
Yeah.
No, the band Montrose, though.
I know.
Yeah, even though it was named after.
That tequila made me do it!
I have to think about that.
I had that album, first. Though. And then there was Bad Motor Scooter. And
oh, yeah, they were. They were very. People dug Montrose, no doubt about it. We're close to Jay Moore, so let me just remind you about the spooktacular savings that are back from the dead with our repulsive friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly. For the month of Rocktober, lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $57 a month. That's a brand new Ford Escape with a monthly payment less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats on Halloween. Boy, it's getting close. Two games of the series are over, and it's October.
Yeah.
Oof. 20. Oh, my God. 26th is Friday? two.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4 as low as $105 a month. These squeamishly haunting deals will boog on before you know it, so slither your way to Zot Ford and see our zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape at $57 a month or your witchy Ford F-150 at $105 a month. Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then, Adam, often the first question men will ask when they talk to a lawyer at the At Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, is how much is a divorce going to cost? But the real question is, how much is it going to cost you if you don't hire the best? Adam was the first law firm to focus exclusively on representing men in divorce, and Adam is still the best. It doesn't cost any more to hire the best, but it could cost you plenty if you don't.
Adam.
Call Adam. 248-356.
Adam.
356-2326. That's 248-356.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam.
356-ADAM.
Adam. ADAM. Adam.
It's a deep one.
Did anybody watch the gubernatorial debate?
God, no.
No way.
Oh, my God. They had a string of commercials last night. We'll have to maybe cue these up later. on Channel 7. It was so funny. It was the Whitmer ad, the anti-Whitmer ad, mm-hmm. right next to each. They don't have separation rules.
No, not at all anymore.
That seems incredible. That's like running two car dealers right next to each other on radio.
I've heard that, too.
Did it? Yeah. I guess that probably happens. Anyway,
he's gaining on her, by the
way. Yes, he is.
I think that's the power of the Trumps being in the state.
He's 5 points behind. He was 8 points behind. But Stabenow leads James by 7%. He was down by 23% in September. So that might just be tightening as races do tighten. But
I feel like the state's gubernatorial race is kind of similar to the presidential race of 2016. And nobody seems to be paying much attention to it.
Well, it is the governor, so.
Well, but still, though, there's a lot of similarities.
I want my roads fixed, so.
What, do you mean the damn roads?
Maybe I'm for Whitmer. Is she really going to fix the roads and really going to fix insurance?
You got your road fixed. How much do you want?
That's true.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
She blames the White House for the bombing, which is interesting considering they don't know who did it yet. Do they? Or are they close?
No.
I think they're zeroing in on the state of Florida, which, let's be honest, that'd be the first state I'd look
at. Wasserman.
It's Florida.
It's a good choice.
I mean, just Florida.
For sure.
Come on.
And Robert De Niro added.
I mean, I don't need to know anything else of it. If you just see your math behind it, I would start at Florida.
Damn.
I mean, after Kaczynski.
Is there anyone else you think will find a pipe bomb in their mail?
No, but you know, the Daily Mail had a story on it, and they used Jimmy Carter's picture, and I'm sitting there going, wait, did somebody send one to Jimmy Carter? And then I think they mistakenly used him instead of Clinton.
Oh.
Really?
I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Has one been sent to
Jimmy
Carter?
I don't think so.
Unless I saw Clinton and thought it was Jimmy Carter.
Is anyone surprised they haven't found the
right
person
there.
Yet? I don't know why I'm surprised. I just thought when you send out that many pipe bombs to those people that it wouldn't be long.
Oh, they'll find
it. Well, they've got it. I mean, just you got to believe they have every resource this country has trying to find this clown.
See that? That's Jimmy.
That's Jimmy.
He hasn't been given it. He hasn't sent a bomb.
No.
Oh, man.
Or maybe he
maybe
just,
the Daily Mail did it.
Maybe he dismantled it himself.
Yeah, right.
Is anyone
Jimmy Carter? He's a do-it-yourselfer.
He is.
I was trying to. Do you think they found all of them yet?
I think maybe there are a few more. I think.
I wonder if Alec Baldwin's checked his mail.
Oh.
I'm not trying to pick on him or say he deserves a bomb in his mail. Let's get that straight.
I wouldn't be shocked.
But De Niro was really. I mean, when the De Niro name came up, I was like, Robert De Niro?
Is
that because he said, fuck you, Trump?
Maybe.
Yeah. You don't have CBS this morning, do you?
I don't.
They had an expert on there. And they asked him about the bombs, and he goes, either the bombs were made not to explode, or they just didn't explode yet. And it's
Really?
Yeah, because we're looking at it. We can see it.
Yeah.
He added nothing to the story.
They all added nothing to
the
story.
It was the most obvious statement, because if it blew up, I think we would have known that.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You know what's really strange about this story to me, and I thought this from the very beginning, and I really haven't heard anyone say it. Does this person really think that Michelle or Barack walk out to the mailbox every morning?
Yeah.
And they're jammies and their robe.
In Chappaqua, slipper. Bill Clinton toddles out.
Drew, I had no idea that all the mail got sent to one location for the Secret Service to screen, and then it goes out. I had no idea.
Well, what if I have to rush some nude pictures to Bill Clinton from somebody, somebody hot, says, Drew, please hurry these to Bill Clinton. I guess
he's on the dark
my
web.
Phone.
Yeah, send him
I'll give you my number.
I got a BlackBerry.
Bill Clinton's caught up in the next fappening.
Gross.
I can't do that. You're going to have to send him Rush. We'll get to the house right away. They got to go to this central location.
It's digital. I can't deny it.
I don't want to be in the next fappening.
Could you imagine if he was in the fappening?
He'll kill my ass.
Oh, gross. Oh,
I know. That would be really brutal.
His bent boner.
So there really wasn't a ton of... Wait. Who's Trudy talking about?
I think she's talking to Jay Moore's publicist.
Really?
Well, she asked me if I wanted the number for the publicist. I said no. And I said, you know what? You better give it to me because that would be in preparation of him not calling. And if we're prepared for him not to call, then he will call. But if I didn't have the number, he won't call.
Hey,
what are you looking for?
Oh, I know what I'm looking for. I wanted to do this before we started with Jay.
You don't want Eli to do it?
Well, he'll do it, but he'll be late. Leli won't be here for a while.
Well, then we can talk about Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln two times. The Lincoln Navigator was chosen the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. And now the 2019 Lincoln MKCs have arrived at Star Lincoln. And October also marks the debut of the long-anticipated luxury crossover, the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. Look at all these new cars they have at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln. The Nautilus comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands of dollars, like blind spot monitoring, lane centering technology for continuous steering support, that giant red light that'll flash up when you're too close to a car in front of you and it'll slam your brakes for you. That I love getting that one. That scares the living crap out of me. Reminds me that I'm not paying attention while I'm driving my MKZ.
Yep. I've gotten the notice to pull over because I'm...
Oh, really? Oh, I turned that off. I turned that off.
Didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, it's crazy. 2019 is Lincoln's year of the effortless experience. Lock in a price with online shopping and just come pick it up at Star Lincoln. And then you can enjoy Lincoln's complimentary pickup and delivery. Star comes and gets your vehicle and leaves you a loaner if you ever need anything done. Just call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR, or you can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com, and he's going to find the right car for you. It's all part of the Star treatment at the legendary dealer, Hoop McInerney. It's what he established at Star 50 years ago, and Star remains the jewel of Detroit Lincoln dealerships today. It's located in Southfield at 12 and Telegraph. Update?
Start the countdown. 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
No, 2 minutes to see whether he does, because his assistant just called and she's like, I haven't been able to get to him. She sounded like she was about to cry. She's pretty stressed out.
It's not to worry. It's
and
not that big a deal.
She goes, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get to him because I haven't been able to get to him by phone.
What?
Oh, boy.
I'm just acting. Well, I'm not making fun of what she had to say.
We do have time.
I actually appreciate that she cares.
The show is November 4th, so it's not.
Yeah, I know.
Look at all these notes I took.
I didn't want to tell her. God, we did massive show prep for this.
That's the enjoyable kind of show prep, though.
Yeah.
Watching old
but
sketches.
I wouldn't have done it if he wasn't being. So I would like him to show up. But it will keep.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to throw your notes away every day, although frequently notes do get lost. But I will keep very close track of my Jay Moore information.
Right.
He's an exciting guest too. I mean, if it happens in 3 days, I don't care. I just really want to get him on before November 4th. I hope we do.
Yeah.
Well, these things are tricky.
She said he could literally just be, you know, out of contact with her and turn over in 1 minute and give us a call. So we'll see.
Okay. This is very exciting.
It is.
Did you go through the mental gyration of, but I thought this was set 2 days ago.
What
happened in the last 48
hours? Yeah, just kind of try to... Let her know how.
These things can be very weird. I never feel confident about an interview until the person's on the phone.
Never.
I really
no.
don't.
If I were somebody, well, and God forbid that Maz be right about anything, but this...
What?
Maz be right about Jay Moore.
Wait, no. He's basing that on Bob Sugar, not Jay Moore, his character from Jerry Maguire. But
Maz predicted that Jay would be a no-show?
No, he just doesn't like him.
Maz doesn't
of the
like him.
He
it's just knee-jerk reaction to.
Oh my God!
Well, thank you for putting those two thoughts in my head, because I'm going to ask Jay Moore about the Alex Rodriguez thing.
Oh,
that's funny. I just thought the same thing, and you know, Jay would just shut that thing down so fast. It's funny how
he's from
much
Jersey. It's a known thing.
You'd be amazed at how many DMs and emails and stuff I've gotten about that, because it's so silly, and a lot of people. We're very amused, and by the fact that there was closure also, that Kenny Kramer shut the door on the madness.
That was closure.
Yes, that was considered closure by a lot of people. It was one of those things. It just kept coming back in the show. He wouldn't let it go. We wouldn't let it go. I also got, there was someone who says, I turn off the show every Tuesday, 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
So there are those Maz people on the other side of the lightning rod, but. There was a lot of amusement over the A-Rod thing, and I think there was a lot of happy. If Kenny Kramer had not been so resolute, I think there might have been a lot of people who felt that there was not closure.
I think we need to get an official statement from the Yankees.
I wonder why. Don't the Yankees just, haven't they paid him like dump trucks full of money over the years? Why would he need any of
that? No, he doesn't need any. It's ridiculous. They would never. When you give up a piece of concessions or parking, you give it away to a city. Because you want to get a stadium built.
Right.
You don't do it to sign a player. That's obscene. I mean, that's so ridiculous. I can't even believe Maz's circle of friends are buying it.
Hey. Let me answer this. Stupid question.
I think it'd be fun to examine on Tuesday just how that germ was allowed to grow, or how that seed was allowed to grow in Maz's. Who planted that seed, and how did it grow?
This is kind of the joy of Tom, is that he won't challenge it. If it sounds right to him, then he's fine with it.
Well, his brother-in-law liked it. Ralph liked it.
Anybody with eight-syllable last names?
Yeah. How many people did he suggest we call? I mean, it's so funny to me that he suggests we call friends of his to verify it. What? They're his friends.
I don't know.
There's no, or relatives.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
I'd like to hear more about
watch YouTube, guys. Just watch YouTube.
Sam and Claire sound extremely amusing.
Yes, very funny. They sound like the Costanzas.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. I pictured that being a real love story, a real warm, tender love story. And it sounds like it's,
well,
in its way, it is.
They're
but
still together. Yeah, so
no, they've been married a long, long time. But it sounds like they thrive off of fighting. Because Maz has said that multiple times. I thought he was kidding at first, but according to his brother-in-law, no, not at all.
You know what? There are...
in the parking space.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a Seinfeld episode, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There are certain
did
families...
Did you hear that, Trudy?
No, I didn't get all the way through.
Apparently, parking in front of Maz's house is extremely desirable.
Really?
Because the spot goes... Parking is so tight that his dad, Sam, who's 91, is still obsessed over making sure they keep the spaces... Like, move cars to keep the spaces.
Ha! That's my dad.
And if they lose a space, he's very angry.
Is he mad at whoever takes the space then? He's
probably. And mad at who vacated it and didn't communicate. And it just sounds like a funny place. I'm sure there's a lot of... If I could just spend a couple days there, I think we'd have a few shows. But generally, the feedback was really good. People... The argument was so stupid, it gained momentum and became, and I think the lore, I think there does need to be more closure. Maybe we can someone. How about a New York sports writer?
Jonah Falcon. We never got anything back from Jonah Falcon.
Should we try him?
We can try. I think we should try John Sterling, too.
Why would Jonah Falcon know anything?
He loves it. He does a baseball podcast. He loves baseball. He's got the world's biggest penis. What else do you want to know, Trudy?
I don't think he really knows that much about baseball.
The guy with the world's biggest penis.
Yeah.
Has a podcast about baseball.
Yeah, he loves baseball.
I think Jonah Falcon might bolster Mag's argument by not being willing to commit to know. Whereas if we could get one of the New York sports writers on.
I know, but I feel
who
like.
Who I think would come on and pop off maybe about something else.
Oh, that could be. Yeah. Why don't we just call into Mike Francesa's show?
Well, Mike Francesa, he would shut it down, but fast.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. He would not even weigh the subject.
There's a website.
It's so ridiculous. There's no way. I mean, I'm just stunned that Maz... he does that.
There's a website I look at, and they always post clips of Francesa's show. They posted a clip of some guy that asked, how did they move the bodies from the Yankee Memorial when they built the new stadium?
That's a good question.
There's nobody's buried in Yankee Stadium, but the caller thought that was legitimate. Francesa got so pissed.
Wow, that's really funny. When you said that, I was like, oh, I didn't even know they were buried there.
They're not. It's just a memorial.
Who would be buried there?
They've got so many busts. That would be a veritable graveyard if they, because aren't there multiple?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez. Basically, anybody that was great for the Yankees.
Okay, so there's really nothing more. I don't want to spend a ton of time on the bomb stuff because I know people listen on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm sure there'll be a ton more by then.
They have confirmed that they were all sent through the U.S. postal system.
Oh, there was one delivered by courier.
Two of them were delivered by courier. I think the one to Soros' house and the one to CNN were courier.
So it's not that hard to track that dude down, right?
Courier?
The one fact of this whole investigation is that if you do anything in New York City, you're on like 50 cameras.
Yeah. So. I also read that they purposely made them small enough so that they could just drop them into a mailbox as opposed to delivering, taking it to the post office and end up on a camera.
Still, with that many, I've got to believe they're going to see this person.
Shocked they haven't found him.
Will they be wearing a hoodie? A la the Unabomber.
I know. Once again, I was thinking of Clark last night when he played the Unabomber.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging up in four,
three, two, one.
That's great.
Somebody else, so many. I can't get over how many things he said that stuck. Babified babies. What was the whole one with the Catholic, the nuns? Ignorant.
Babified
babies. Ignorant. There's another word. We're missing a word there somewhere.
Stupid, ignorant, babified babies.
Maybe I can find it.
Ignorant. No, it ended with ignorant babies.
Babified babies, I think, was the end.
What?
Yeah, I think that was. I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Oh, here's something. Yeah, I'm just looking at an email. First off, I'm really sorry about Mike. It's from Charles. Thank you, Charles. Listening to you guys for over 20 years, it feels like I lost someone close to me, so I can't imagine how you feel. Thanks for playing so many clips of Mike on the last couple shows. I think you handled the situation as well as you could. I need to defend Mark on the baby pictures.
Oh, right.
We did the same thing with our daughter, pictures at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year. Then every 6 months after that for a few years. I didn't get the point of it either and argued it was a waste of money, but once I realized just about everyone does this, I figured it wasn't a fight worth
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Does really everyone does that?
I didn't know it was a thing until I had kids.
They did it for all of us.
I got to go into photography.
Oh, my God. Yes, well, you do. It is ridiculous
it's
what
gotta
people
be.
Charge.
What do you pay for 3 month and 6 month and 9 month pictures?
We used to do it.
Sorry for asking.
Do you really want to know?
Oh, yes, yeah. What do they cost now? Okay.
Why don't you guess?
I'm going to share something that's equally ridiculous.
What do you think they cost?
We get
all the prints.
The prints?
And
we'll throw the prints in.
And Denise, who is an excellent photographer, she also had a Photoshop because I had a bib or a burp rag in my back pocket and I forgot about it. So it's in like half the picture, so she had to take that out.
I think that should be left in. That's a funny...
$50.
That's like a flub, you know?
I would be fine with it. And she was there for 2 hours taking pictures.
Wait, it takes 2 hours?
Maybe it's an hour and a half, I think.
At a studio?
No, she came to our house.
At your house?
We usually do it at a location.
Locations?
We've done different locations.
Is there a beach picture where you're all dressed in white?
No, come on. We're not that cliche.
How much outfit planning is there?
You want to talk to Julie about it?
Maybe.
There's plenty of outfit planning on her part.
What did you wear?
Well, I'm just an accessory, so I'm just supposed to pull the colors out of the girl's outfit. So I just had a gray sweater on.
Wait, that's a little bit of planning. A little more than
I didn't plan
I could
it.
Handle.
The night before, she goes, which one of these sweaters do you want to wear?
Wow. Whoa.
All right. So
so an hour and a half.
I think she was there about an hour and a half.
She's got to travel. She's got equipment to set up. Hundy. Wait, does that include setup and teardown?
Well, there's really no setup or teardown.
Doesn't they use lights?
No. No? Oh. She's big on natural light.
Oh, well, that's convenient. I'm going to say $250. $500?
No, $450.
$450. Whoa!
Man, that's $1,800 a year.
Thanks for doing the math.
After taxes, like the $2,500.
Oh, thanks for doing the math.
That is not what it costs.
By age five, that's $12,500. By age 10, $25,000.
Well, you don't do it four times a year. You
it's
going to
go up. Cost is
going to
go up, too. Got to plan for inflation. That's your college.
Hey, they're priceless.
Of course. Okay, so I didn't finish. I just want to tell Mark it could be worse. Our photographer started a package where you can get monthly theme pictures done every month for one price.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
So now we need to go down there every single month to get pictures.
Oh,
like Christmas, Halloween, Easter, Valentine's Day.
Plus, each month is themed with backdrops, so my wife gets stressed finding the perfect dress that will go with a Valentine's or 4th of July backdrop.
Exactly.
Whew.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Let me read Kelly's, because I know we'll come back to this. Years ago in college, I worked with a woman who was Dutch. She told us about Zwarte Piet, and we had a good laugh. Wonder what our crazy country would think of him. And this is a Dutch tradition, apparently, where they...
Black Pete? Is that what his name was? Is it
Black Pete? Yes, it is Black Pete.
Yeah, I know Black Pete.
Yeah, it's a tradition around Christmas where Dutch people dress in blackface.
Yeah, Black Pete was Santa's helper in a... And a kid's story there, and it wasn't really an issue until they had a lot of immigrants come in and go, oh, it's ridiculous. The pictures are pretty wild. But they're not happy with it.
Yeah, but they still do it, and it's becoming kind of a thing.
Yeah, because they had this influx of...
I've reached my limit with the Washington Post, so forget about that.
We all have.
I'll show you Black Pete. Why is it Pete?
I don't know. But there's...
There's Black Pete.
Oh, yeah, boy. This is Werte Pete.
Hey. Uh-huh. Well, they really go all out on that.
Yeah.
That is pretty nutty.
Oh, here's another funny... God, there's a lot of email lately. That nightmare Carney B or... Cardi B.
Carney.
Carney B or whatever. Sounds like such a dad thing to say. Is my 13-year-old daughter's favorite rapper. I have to listen to that annoying shit all the time. Totally sucks.
Why don't you just pull a Maz and don't say no?
I assume she's the target demo. I'm sure Maz can back me up on that. I guess at 39, I'm the old pissed off dad. Sorry about that. Sorry for that, Rob.
Yikes.
I feel your pain. Let's see over here. My bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. Riding's dick and some big tall hills. Big fat checks, big large bills. Run out, flip like 10 car wheels. Hold that bitch, I give raw chills. Good for you. Dean checking in to say he cried during the Mike Clark show. Steve, Google Play. Michael, hope you read this whole email. I think you'll find it interesting. First of all, I want to offer condolences on the passing of Mike. I heard the news the day after he died. I lived in Houston the past 19 years, and after you guys left WRIF, when they did the format change. Okay. I lost
let's just call it that.
Yeah, I lost touch with what you guys were up to. If I recall, didn't you get involved with a sports show for a while? But the only reason I even know about your podcast is because of Mike's passing. My wife's sister informed me the following day. She still lives in Allen Park. So I'm new to your podcast, but I'm listening the past week. It's great to hear you again. I just wish I would have known about you guys before Mike passed. Well, all the shows are posted, Mike.
Yeah.
So you've got 2 years and a half to catch up on. But let me please tell you what a listener I was when I lived in Detroit. When I decided to make the move to Houston, June 98, I stopped listening to you guys and bought a shitload of cassette tapes to record your shows until I left in January of 99. I recorded every show so that when I came here, I could lay out by the pool, relax with a cold one, and listen to the past shows. It was great. I still have all those tapes. Now, after WRIF started streaming your show, I could listen again. That kept me in touch with what was happening in my hometown. I've got the 9/11 show, which I keep on tape, in my box of all 9/11 stuff. So anyway,
a box of 9/11 stuff?
Newspaper clippings, videos, and news magazines, which would be, that'd be cool to look at.
I still have some.
He's got Howard's show, too. So to sum it up, I want to thank you for many years of great morning entertainment when I lived there and the many hours of listening I've had since moving to Houston. I'm so glad to be listening to the podcast now. So sorry I missed Mike when he was with you. I'll be listening. Thanks a lot. But Mike, Mike did 13 shows, I believe, before he went on vacation. And
they're all there.
Got his vocal cords paralyzed. So, yeah, it's all there. And David, thanks for the Mike Clark best of. Always love Mike. Since my dad started letting me listen to you guys in kindergarten, I feel like I've grown up with you guys. I'm 31 now. I'm amazed at how many people say this. And they're like 30. And I think, wait, aren't you too young to have listened with your dad? But no, not really. That was 5 years ago, so not true. I guess if your dad listened when you were 13 or so in 2000, yeah, you'd have been...
You heard all about it on the radio.
You'd have been a kid listening to us. I knew I missed Mike Clark, but sadly I didn't realize just how much I missed him until I heard all of these. Thank you so much for putting that together. I was crying because I was laughing so hard, and I was... I cried just a bit because it's so fucking sad.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Nice. Here's the one. Listened 18 minutes before I pulled the plug on the Tuesday show with Maz. New high score. Usually only lasts about 12 minutes. Might have had to do with me being on a ladder and my phone on the ground. Anyway, love the podcast.
Sounds like it.
Listen 4.1 days a week. But Maz just sucks the air out of the room. He has something on you guys. I know he does.
He has something on us.
I know he's your buddy, but please, no more. Thanks for reading and prepping and keeping up with things.
Oh, God.
Well, hey, guys, just as the Monday show.
I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now.
I need to know where this drop came from. In 10 years, my kid will be 9. If he's anything like me, he'll need braces for his legs because his dick is so big. That drop is hilarious. Please work it in more often. Thanks in advance. Where's that from?
It's from Detroiters.
Oh, it's from Detroiters. That's right. We talked about that.
I got to find it. Here it is.
In 10 years, my kid's going to be 9. And if he's anything like me, he's going to need braces for his legs because his dick's so big.
just no end to the drops.
And pictures too. Chooch sent us a picture. Mike Sinelli, remember?
Chooch! Chooch is back.
He was just, look
at that. That's funny.
Where is Chooch?
You guys are in
Where
a pyramid.
Is that man?
He's like the boss at a company, and
he's the boss.
Yeah,
Chooch is the boss.
Chooch is the boss. Doesn't he look like he might be in charge? Yeah.
I didn't see Chooch as a boss. I see him as a valuable employee.
Hey, asshole! I make one call to your boss, and you're going to sell shitberries in an Uzbek bus station.
Chooch was a very creative guy.
Dancing by himself.
Yeah, dancing by himself. Yeah. That's what he was best known for. Going on a junket with Trudy. And for some reason, dancing by himself. Was he dancing to Dancing with Myself?
Yeah. No, he wasn't. He was dancing with himself.
We just played Dancing with Myself.
Yeah, you soundtracked it.
Yes.
Properly, but yeah, it was just that.
I didn't mean
actually,
that.
Actually, it would be kind of interesting. I've got to call him, actually, and remember all of that, because it was so long ago.
Does he still go by Chooch?
Yeah.
He does. Okay. Yeah.
That's what it says on the placard on his desk, the boss placard. It says Chooch.
Chooch. Mark asked me, what were you guys going
on? Wait, what is this shit?
What?
Oh, sorry.
Who was that?
I don't know. The Donnas?
We have Google Play.
I know. I just clicked on the wrong one.
Damn it.
I mean let's rewind.
Ask for part of your $9 a month back.
Let's try this version. Maybe this one's a better one.
That was the junket, though, to NBC.
Uh-huh.
When they were debuting.
That's not Billy Idol.
It kind of sounds like it.
No.
What? No?
Elf, when there's no one else inside.
What the fuck?
In a crowded, lonely night. Well, I waited too long for my love.
He would never dance to this.
That was the cast of Glee.
There's so much to fix already.
Wow, look how many people covered this song. There's so many different versions.
If you're going to cover it, you got to do a dancey, poppin' version.
Cardio workout hits?
Oh, well, because dancing. Sure.
That's not Billy at all. Oh.
Maybe this one's legit. I don't know.
I heard it. No.
Same lyrics.
Reminds me, I heard a cool cover the other day. Nowhere Man. Paul Westerberg.
Oh, no kidding.
Really slow, wistful, really cool. I love Paul Westerberg.
Yeah. Replacements?
Yeah. What is it? Is this live or dance mix?
I don't know. I give up.
What's it? Google Play. Idol's Greatest
Hits. I'm at.
What? What did he update it?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much to be angry about. That's it. Wait. That's got to be it.
Yeah. Come on, Billy.
Do you do this with X?
Yes.
Generation X?
Yeah, pre-Billy Idol. I love this version, though. Does he come around? Does Billy Idol play?
I saw him a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Northern Michigan, one of the casinos.
Does he ever play here?
I think so.
I just can't remember him coming around. I'd like to see him.
Yeah.
I like a lot of his songs.
He's still pretty ripped, you know? Like,
he's doing a residency in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just saw the story. Oh, he's doing a residency in Vegas?
Yeah, in January.
The Idol?
This year and then October.
Yeah, that sounds funny. There was a story out. Some girl is suing him for a date he didn't make.
Yeah, that's a great story.
She got to Vegas and she was supposed to stay with him, and he totally blew her off. So she had to get a hotel room and she couldn't afford it, and she had emotional distress. It was like, oh, get out of here.
Did she have PTSD?
She might. She's probably at some veterans hospital with... Yeah, not Demi Lovato. I'll never get those three chicks straight. Ariana Grande, who's Bieber's ex?
Selena Gomez.
She's
the one at the VA.
She's at the VA, and veterans who are in wheelchairs are comforting her because she was broken up by Justin Bieber. So the Billy Idol go, yeah, she's at the VA hospital also.
Here's the Billy Idol story. I think it's pretty much what you just said.
He's at the Palms.
And, yeah.
Well, have you ever stayed there or gone there?
I've gone
Sounds
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it?
It looked cool. I haven't stayed there, but, you know, because he's not around, I'm inclined to think, oh, he must have gained 100 pounds and he's, you know, looks like Vince Neil is a mess or something, but he looks like good old skinny Billy Idol to me.
Yeah, no, and he's got abs.
Yeah.
It's a good shape.
How old is Billy Idol? Is he? I think he's older than I think.
He's got, let's see, 60, I guess he's 63 years old.
I'm going to say 61.
Billy Idol is 62.
Oh!
Got the difference.
Pretty good. Dancing with myself. I do want to quantify or qualify my statement about Chooch. That I didn't see him as a boss. I thought he was too creative. I thought he would be in a creative role where he just seemed like he used to make videos and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was really good. So it just didn't seem. Boss sounds like a manager.
Sure, yeah.
Sure, he's good at what he's doing. But anyway.
Oh, Jesus, hey, is here. Chooch. Boss is here.
It's funny hearing from all these people after all this time.
Yeah.
Rocktober, of course, we've established it as Rocktober. Beautiful colors in the trees, yummy cider donuts, and Zod M59 Dodge Ram Power Days. You heard right. Our studio sponsors at Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are bringing you Ram Power Days during the month of Rocktober.
I want to rock!
Is the cider mill in Franklin still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah.
Check out this deal. Only our friends at Zod Dodge Ram can make happen. Lease the all-new 19-Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, just $199 a month. Or if big badass trucks are more your style, Zot Dodge Ram, as you covered, lease the same all-new 19-Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, plus they'll add a 3.5-inch lift kit and 34-inch mudder tires for just $249 a month. These trucks are already upfitted. All you have to do is stop by, sign up, and drive. Never seen a deal like this, and you may never see it again. It's only available from Zot Dodge, M59, Dodge Ram, and DealsInTheD.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And Dr. Roche, I got an email about something new they're doing. And
your phone back?
Yeah, maybe I better look at that. I don't know that it was. You know, it's kind of breaking news, I guess.
Yeah, 2 missed phone calls, too. That's quick.
Wow. Who's that?
I don't know. Spam. Probably a spoof call.
That number looks familiar.
Spoof.
Could that be Dr. Hartrick's office?
Uh-oh.
What did I do?
Uh-oh.
Some new x-ray come in of my teeth that's not previously been examined.
My teeth were so messed up.
Good boy. Let's see, Greg.
Just look at those gnarly, massive chompers.
Oh, of course, it brings up every email but the new one. Oh, well. How about the campaign topic schedule? Would be a good one to look at. I don't know. I give up.
Chooch is at MikeSinelli.com, technology and multimedia services, computer repair, and social media video production. So you're right. He is the boss.
Let's hire him.
Owner, but also, yeah.
Well, well, well. Dr. Roche is doing Body Tight. We talked about all the Body Tight, crazy Body Tight they're doing. And there are great pictures online if you want to go to DRROCHE and see what great work they're doing. And they do it on the triceps, they do it on the neck, they do it in the stomach. They do it pretty much anywhere you want to tighten up that skin.
I want to show you my body.
And as people do find out, skin tends to loosen up terribly. I know what the email was about. It was about taking fat. It had 2 pictures with it, too. It's kind of nice to get the pictures. It was this girl who had these, you know, hips that had just sort of like flabbed out, and her ass was kind of nondescript, and he had taken the fat from the widened out hips, and it looked to me like he injected it in her butt. Oh. Her butt was bigger, and she had that nice curved look instead of it went kind of.
Yeah.
But then it went.
Should I click on here? Where do we see it?
It was on an email.
Oh.
So at least. It's on DROCHE,
that's where
though,
I'm at.
I assume.
That's where I'm at.
And. I can't remember.
It's not the butt lift, or is it the butt lift?
No, it's not the butt lift. It was something different. But, you know, it's just sort of the idea is if you're unhappy with a certain part of your body and you go to the offices of Dr. Roche, or you go to the website and you look, they're probably doing something to make your dream come true. You know, whether it's a nose. I mean, he was a nose guy for a long time. He was a renowned nose guy.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, if it's worn, tired skin, wrinkled skin in your face, there's always the Juvederm for that, the fillers, or they take the fat from your stomach and they put it in your face and it makes you look so refreshed and that fluffy skin, that non-wrinkled skin look, and not that some people have that overdone look, not like that.
Is it that picture?
Oh, let me see.
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah, it is the picture.
That's posted that on Facebook a little while ago.
Uh-huh. What's that procedure called?
I don't know. I already moved on.
Well,
discover your perfect shape with HD liposuction.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. HD.
High definition lipo.
Yeah, so that's specific to an area, I assume. Anyway, they're doing all those boobs, and more boobs, all boobs, big boobs, small boobs, whatever. They'll do boobs for you, and a lot of happy people walking out probably today because they do surgeries on Thursday and Friday and lipo and on, D-R-R-O-C-H-E. Check out the pictures, and then call for a consult, 248-338-1110. We create so much activity over there. We're their number one source for hits.
Oh, yeah, I know. There are a lot of people moving in and out of there.
Steve Gabara this morning in our meeting, our Mesa meeting, said that we are the best source for return on investment. All those wheels, Maz is moving over there. It's just really insane.
Sounds like you're not charging enough.
Maybe not. That's a problem. But
fine,
anyway,
it works.
The funny thing about your pictures and paying $450, which
yes.
It's a little steep, if you ask me. Anyway, I mean, you can't put a price on something like that. We were talking about fixing up the ladies' bathroom.
Insincere.
Hey, that was so insincere.
What?
Come on. Totally insincere.
Get out of here.
Look at that natural lighting. Aren't you glad? Isn't that worth having?
Aww.
Yeah, it's cheaper for the photographer, too, which is a bonus.
Oh, hey, look at that. Look at that natural lighting. That's great.
Well, the pictures are good. Lighting. That's a great picture. I don't know why you'd need it 16 times.
I mean, here's one I took
3 months.
Here's one I took on my phone. I think it's pretty good.
I wouldn't have known the difference. Sorry.
Yes, you
Seems
would.
Like you could just take pictures every 3 months. Save the money.
Then I can't be in them.
Somebody could click it for you. You could just set it up.
But then I can't print them out into big pictures to hang on the wall.
Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to displace this wonderful photographer person. But I did want to mention this. We were talking about fixing up the ladies' room at Mesa.
Yeah.
And
really?
And so our manager, Jenna, had said, everybody should go back and take a look before you leave today because it was morning and nobody's in there. Mm. And, you know, if you have any ideas. So I just left.
Where's the bathroom? I got to take a dump.
I just left right away and knocked on the door and walked in and I looked around like, kind of small for a leisure. It really wasn't bad, though. There was nothing wrong with it.
There is no bathroom.
And I came back and I couldn't believe the words came out of my mouth. I suggested, what about doing larger tiles? Because they had little tiles on the floor, and it just looked like a lot of grout and a lot of work. And, I kind of like big tiles. Anyways, it sort of turned the conversation. I go, hey, big tiles, yeah, it's a good idea. Anyway,
easier to clean, easier to slip on.
And then the conversation turned to the stalls and replacing the stall doors.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you have bathroom stall doors and stalls for a while, I mean, those things just get their ass kicked. I don't know why. And they were going
to like charge in for some emergency.
I know. And the it should be geometrically perfect. Like every stall should be exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
An equal square or rectangle. Right. And, you know, one wall gets a little off and everything's fucked up. And I mean, a geography teacher would be horrified if they went and measured the stalls. There's always some clownery going on. I don't know what. So anyway, they're talking about replacing the stall doors and the number $2,200 came up and I'm like, I am going into the stall business. That's highway robbery. $2,200 for what?
Well, you got to make them all even. And your work's in a bathroom.
I don't know. That just seems.
You got to do it fast.
What is so expensive about a stall door? I know there's two doors, so maybe it's $1,100 a door. Or I don't know. Maybe it's the whole fucking stall. I don't know. I was like, $2,200? What?
Let's just get rid of them. Just to have no stalls.
That's right.
Yeah, women don't need privacy.
No.
They're among women.
Or we can have a curtain.
A curtain, yeah, just put up a shower curtain. Rick's bar in Ann Arbor never had stalls. They just was there's a row of toilets like Full Metal Jacket. That was their bathroom.
Yeah,
which I always thought was quite odd.
I guess Jim Moore's
She wondered. She has messaged me if he calls, and I'm like,
well,
are you sure you have the date right?
No,
what?
I know.
We have his date right, November 4th, but. I mean,
yes, yes, I hit the date right.
God! It comes through next week. It's no big deal.
Well, the worst part is you're letting me off the hook, even though it isn't this time my fault. But
no, I mean, believe me, he's not the first person that we had a tricky time with. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember, was there an interview that was known as the most canceled interview? Oh, Brett Favre. Wasn't
Brett
it Brett Favre?
Favre? Brett Favre was canceled and rescheduled, what, 7 or 8 times?
Really?
I know.
Yeah, and,
and after the second time, it was like, it's not going to happen. Don't even put it on the calendar. And, of course, it didn't, and it didn't, and it didn't.
Do you remember when we called his publicist on the air, and she was not happy about
it? Oh, I forgot about that.
She was quite pissed.
Oh, well. Did anything come of that? Did she call somebody else?
No. No. Okay. I think she was just quite pissed at us. And oh, well. Doesn't matter.
It could be worse.
Should we call the fan and find out? Do you want to call Mike Francesa or no?
Yeah.
I would like to. I don't know. I don't think we'll get through. I think it'll be an exercise in futility. Right. I do have an IRS number, though, somebody who's getting a lot of. He's called them twice, and he said they answered twice, so maybe we should call that. But first, I guess Megyn Kelly is the big story today, besides the
bombs.
All the bombs.
Blown out.
And, yeah, that was fast. Is anybody surprised?
Oh, I'm surprised.
I was kind of. I thought she was okay when she got a free pass when she did this show and got the standing O. And
well, is how much of this is about the blackface comments and how much of it is about the show not performing?
Thank you. That was exactly where I was going. They owe her $69 million for 4 years. She has been there 1 year. They owe her $50 million plus. And the analysis I was sort of getting was that provided there isn't some violation of the contract, they're going to have to pay her clean out. And they were implying that there's got to be some exit negotiation going on.
Well, what if she goes and works somewhere? Do they have to keep paying her?
Yes, I think they do.
Oh, nice contract,
now,
dopes.
What they'll probably do is I would assume they would negotiate down to, you know, maybe, hey, look, we'll give you $25 million. You can work anywhere. Anytime, as soon as you want, because we want out of this thing.
Mm-hmm. This is Kelly.
Now, she could play hardball, and then they could say, well, then you're not working anywhere else. We've got you signed under contract. And obviously, there isn't a performance. Maybe there isn't a performance part where she has to be on, or they would try to. I wonder if they're trying to say she violated her contract by saying something so over the top.
Oh, there's no way.
I don't think so either. In fact, I think that she was trying to stir shit up.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. Because.
And you know what? She probably should not have taken that gig. It's different to do it on Fox at night as opposed to the Today Show.
She's wrong for that slot. She's wrong for that format. And we've known that from the first day.
But she was also wrong doing the... Remember she did the Alex Jones interview and everyone got pissed off at her? And that was on Nighttime Magazine. I think it was a little ridiculous that people got pissed about it.
I didn't think she did that bad a job on that. I really didn't. I was kind of surprised by that.
People were mad because she gave Alex Jones a platform. But isn't that kind of the purpose of a show like that?
Well, I think it's.
How could you do that show without giving him a platform?
You gotta have somebody worth talking to on there.
Or giving him a platform, you know, is kind of the artful way of letting him shoot himself in the foot.
Exactly.
Which he did.
Exactly.
And I thought that interview was one of the reasons, and there's been some other stuff since, that there's been so much attention put on the stupid shit he was doing over there that was unconscionably bad. And who knows? Maybe the fact that more people were exposed to it and maybe even pressure from that is what's pushing forward now. There's a class action suit, multiple suits against him. And I don't know.
I mean, give me a break.
Well, she has lawyered up.
Oh, yeah.
So.
She also fired Creative Artists Agency.
Right.
Ooh, did you hear?
CAA gets fired by a lot of people these days for some reason.
Did you hear one of the rumors she was going to replace Megyn Kelly?
Who?
Brian?
No! Kelly Clarkson!
No!
That was one of the names. That and then El Roker, which is, you know, hilarious because he just ripped her a new one on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mad when she was hired because that was supposed to be his show.
Oh!
Is El Roker really the answer to their...
For that audience? Yeah. I think that audience likes him.
Yeah. He's kind of funny, you know, I mean...
He's the worst.
He might... He might be the worst, but there are some moments he's not. I actually find it interesting how easy he can really tap dance when he's in a spot.
I know you're such a big Roker fan.
Well, I
get a room with Al Roker.
I watch all. I don't want to get a room with them, but I feel like he's good at sort of, like
he's harmless.
In awkward positions, he's pretty good.
I guess
he's a black guy.
Ooh, fun.
Maybe I don't know Al Roker that well. He seems really mindless to me, but not in a terrible way. Just if they just want a mindless hour, extra hour of the day.
And they do, yeah. Where they put mindless, they put enough mindless shit, though, in the Today Show. I don't know why they need more mindless programs, but.
I don't like Roker because of, there was some incident when we had him on back at Riff.
Really?
Yeah, and
he
was not very nice.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I've held that grudge forever.
Huh.
Yeah, I seem like
very
I remember
difficult.
Something about that.
Off the air, he was very difficult.
Oh, I just made a snap judgment because he was on the set the other day and he ran into a TV they had in his path to the map. And I thought it was kind of funny. And I was like, oh, he's good.
Go
That's all it takes.
Blacks!
So anyway, Creative Artists Agency represents NBC's news president. And it sounded to me like she felt CAA was going to turn on her. They weren't going to represent her properly. And then she lawyered up, as you said. So there's some kind of fight underway. No, they were implying that she's already being shopped to other networks. She is not going to land on any other network.
I don't think so
but
either.
Fox, that's the only place she can land. And it sounds like she's not, may not be welcome back there. I don't know.
Why would they take her back?
Fox?
Yeah, why would they want her back?
I don't know. Was she a big draw there?
Yeah, she was.
Haven't they moved on from that?
Right, no, but she sued them, didn't she? So, or she...
Over Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know.
Over the other guy.
Hamburger.
Yeah, Hamburger Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Ales.
Oh, gross Hamburger Dick.
I don't... I would think if Fox thought she could pull audience, maybe they'd hire her back. I don't know. Laura Ingraham. Well, I don't know what to say about
that. She's the worst.
But let's continue this in a minute because I do have to mention that I think I left somebody out here. Yes, I did. I forgot about Dr. Yaldo. Did I do Dr. Yaldo?
You did not do Dr. Yaldo today.
This is a weird day. This is a weird day.
Jay Moore not calling in is really throwing us all off.
Yeah, We've got a whole block to fill.
It's so hard.
When listeners report back to us after getting custom LASIK or the amazing multifocal lens implants at the Yaldo Eye Center, most of the comments are the familiar ones. Megan says, I'm still amazed when I wake up at night and see the alarm clock in perfect focus. Or Jerry, who says, I smile twice a day when I remember I don't have to put on my contacts or take them out. And then there's Kevin, who we're all concerned about, who's worried about breaking his glasses when he wrestles the dog, but no more.
I want to know what his record is wrestling his dogs.
Yeah, how aggressive is he getting with that dog?
Is he winning?
So worried about his glasses.
What size dog?
I don't know. There's so
variables.
Many questions about Kevin and his dog wrestling.
Yeah, we need to know more about Keith, clearly. But the bottom line is custom LASIK.
Oh, it's Keith? Okay, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it's Keith. Or multifocal implants that my sister got are life-changing. To be free of glasses, reading glasses, and contacts, and see better than you have in decades is a modern medical miracle. And Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's most honored and experienced eye surgeon. So do this. Call for a free evaluation. Decide later. Maybe just need a new prescription or new glasses and can decide on surgery at another time. Eye exams are covered by conventional insurance. They don't sell frames there, though, do they?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Right. Oh,
optical really? Now.
Wow. I was, honestly, I thought... I think it's a great idea to send people there for eye exams, but I thought, gee, I wonder if they have frames, though. I mean, but they do.
They just started
doing
optical about 6 months ago, so they got frames, they got everything.
So they're all full service, anything you want over there. I didn't know that.
That's right. In fact, what people don't understand is that eye exams are covered by regular insurance. You don't need vision insurance to get an eye exam because they want you to get one every couple of years because otherwise you develop glaucoma or macular degeneration, so insurance covers it. So you just go there, you get an eye exam, or you get a free evaluation for LASIK, and find out.
I had no idea. That may bring them more business, which would be great. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And then David Hall, we have not had to activate the Hall Financial Hotline, but we may do that. And he's always supporting us at Hall Financial, offering free appraisals to all listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. Whether you're looking to purchase or refi, Hall Financial will take great care of you. Click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website, and they'll take it all financial. You'll fill out a little form, and then they'll be ready to crunch numbers for you, whether it's taking money out of your house, extending your loan, shortening your loan, any of those things. And again, free appraisal if you originate a conventional home loan with Hall Financial. Just click that link on the Drew and Mike podcast website, start chatting with an expert, or call 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you to get your free appraisal. 248-308-5000, or click the link on the website today. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker, lender, and NMLS number 1467435, equalizing lender. So,
can I jump in for a second? I know I'm here a little early. Yeah. I heard you talk about Megyn Kelly, and I was thinking about that. Is that just like a bad free agent signing?
Yes, it is the worst.
Where you invest in a player, and then he either just can't play in that city, or just a different situation. I've seen a lot
bad
of that.
Park, some parks aren't homer-friendly, and you're a power hitter. You know, yeah, like Juan Gonzalez in Detroit.
Yeah. You know what? The first I saw was when Lance Parrish left the Tigers because of the whole collusion thing, and he takes less money actually to go to Philly, and he goes there and he plays crappy the first year, and it's the height of his career. And I just said to him, because I went to New York and I played crappy in New York too at the same time in 1986, and I go, I'm playing crappy in New York. It's just different. And he goes, I'm playing crappy here because I just can't get used to the pitching and everything. So yeah, it doesn't always translate.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a good signing by NBC. It didn't make sense to me. She's very conservative, and as she proved this week, her hatred of political correctness. I got to tell you something really interesting, though. When you walked in, Mark, I had the Jimmy Kimmel show on.
Yeah,
and
did you do jokes?
I had read earlier about Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface on The Man Show.
Yes, Shaquille. Was it Shaquille he did?
Carl the mailman.
Malone. Carl Malone.
Yeah, okay.
Trudy.
Malone.
Wow.
Nice. I'm well aware of his Carl Malone.
Nickname, too. Was it funny?
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't remember it, but I thought, well, you know, I'm reading all these people who are saying, because she had said, when I was a kid, it wasn't a big deal. And all these people just pounced on her, Patton Oswalt, and I've known it for, I'm her age and I've known it my whole life. And I thought, that's interesting, because I remember people making that mistake and nobody saying anything. And I'm not trying to justify anything here, but Jimmy Kimmel did it on The Man Show, and I forgot they gave the year. It was 98 or 99 or something.
Yeah.
It was just mentioned.
He's done Karl Malone, I think, to Karl Malone. Mm. Like, had him on his show, his interview, his talk show.
And, is that different if you kind of do it with a black guy there versus it's okay?
I know. I feel like the rules should be printed somewhere, you know? And who votes on these rules? I always find myself saying that. But anyway.
He wasn't in blackface, though. I mean, he was doing his sort of Karl Malone voice to Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a voice in blackface would be different, I would say. Yeah. Although, I mean,
but the first time he was.
So anyway, I suddenly said, oh. I wonder if he pounced on Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
And I watched last night's show. Not a word. Yeah. Not a word about Megyn Kelly. And I thought, that seems to me like that's in his wheelhouse. I wonder, could that be why? So I went to the night before when the story first happened. Nothing about Megyn Kelly.
I'm not
surprised.
I think he's pretty self-aware. He doesn't want to touch that because he'd get shit thrown back at him.
Well, or they just didn't write a joke about it. I don't know. But you know what I find interesting?
I'm not coming down on him. I'm just saying, I thought that was really, I could just am dying to know. Is that why?
I don't know. It's good. You know, she's 47, right?
Yes.
So let's say she's 27. If you're 27, you don't see race relations like the way we saw it, or I saw it, or like my old partner Greg Kelser said, when he was growing up in the panhandle in Florida, there were white drinking fountains and black drinking fountains. So the point is, if you're young.
How old is Kelser?
He was born in 57, so he's
61.
This is like the early 60s. It's true. When you hear about the Tigers in Lakeland, they couldn't stay at the hotels. Willie Horton and those guys, Gates Brown, had to go to different hotels. This is the 60s already.
Yeah.
So if she's 27, race relations regulations are different now. So I could say she's naive and she doesn't have the history of slavery and the civil rights movement because she didn't see it. She's young, but she's 47.
Well,
the reason I don't do that is because I know that there's this history of slavery. It's not that long ago. And you just got to be careful with this stuff. So you just don't say it.
Well, here's what's, yeah, it was a dumb topic. I mean, clearly, obviously she knows better. But she would have been, you know, 15 in 1985. Conversations about this sort of stuff were not really a daily thing right. like they are now.
Right.
But she is here now, and certainly the stuff is going on now. Right. It is strange to me that we have these Confederate Army statues standing in all these places, and then all of a sudden, they must go down now! And University of North Carolina students are tearing them down. And we talked about it on the show, and I had kind of mixed feelings about it. I mean, I've never revered the Confederacy. I lived in Charlotte for a while, and people were like, hey, Yankee! And I was like,
what? So you're in Charlottesville. You were the epicenter of it all.
Charlotte. Although I was in Charlottesville, too. But I just thought it was so weird. Why are people calling me a Yankee? I mean, you lost the war anyway.
I got that, too.
Stupid. Yeah. So... But it is weird how all of a sudden these things that we never thought about, like Confederate statues, all of a sudden, they must go now! And, you know, that we were having a discussion about, was it Robert E. Lee?
Yeah.
You know, was he a good guy or a bad guy? And it's like, the history has been the same. Don't tell me we're learning new things about Robert E. Lee now.
Oh, I think we are. You don't think we are?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's deeper dives being made, but really, are people going, yeah, I knew Robert E. Lee, and I'll tell you, no, it's not breaking news about Robert E. Lee. It's known. It's just being, maybe people are looking at it more now.
How about, no, I wasn't aware, or I hadn't thought about it, that all these founding fathers had slaves. Now, I probably knew that, you know, to a degree, but now that it's been brought out, you know, really, how do you create all this, you know, perfect nation and all men created equal when black folks are worth 3/5 of a white person? So you rethink it. You don't, like, you're right. You don't like panic and suddenly everything has to change right now. But becoming aware of it is important, whether you do it then, in the middle, or now.
I have to say this. I'm shocked that the national anthem is still the national anthem.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Francis Scott Key... Right. Wait, what was
the second verse? The third verse.
Yeah. I didn't know that either until this whole thing came out.
I felt like,
wait, what?
First of all,
the second verse?
When the Kaepernick thing happened, they gave the lyrics of the second verse, and wasn't it about, you know, tell me what the controversy was. There was some line in there about,
can you see? I got 50 slaves down. Or something?
White people are better than everyone.
It wasn't
supportive
slavery.
I don't remember that. I think it's the
third verse and the fourth verse. And there's other stuff about Francis Scott Key. And it's been, it's not like it's new information, but I thought when the Kaepernick thing happened, I just thought, oh, the anthem's cooked. We're America the Beautiful is going to be the thing from now on, or, you know, what, I don't know what song it would be, but I just was really surprised. I thought there'd be a movement to terminate the national anthem.
It's a shitty song. I mean, not
nobody
just,
likes singing it.
Right, the music is terrible.
Music is, that's what
that's
I meant.
That's a British song, so.
Yeah. And apparently the range is really great, and it's hard for a lot of people to sing it.
Oh, absolutely. People have terrible times.
So that's why we're
it's done so badly so many times.
Remember Carl Lewis's version?
Oh, yeah. Carl Lewis. That's one of the favorites.
One of the greats of all time.
Here's the line, I guess, is from the third verse. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think it meant that you better not run away or we'll kill your ass is what it was.
Black slaves hired to fight for the British during 1812.
So one of the other things in the Megyn Kelly story was that
way over my head.
She was supposed to have cast members of House of Cards on, and they pulled out of the show.
They bailed.
These are the people that work with Kevin Spacey.
I know.
What?
It's so hypocritical.
Come on.
They had been through so much at that point.
It's way worse to wear blackface than it is to maybe assault underage boys.
Well, dozens of people.
Yeah.
Can't people just not be dicks?
I'm just surprised at how sensitive certain people are. You know, like when Norm MacDonald said he wanted to introduce Louis C.K. to Roseanne because they were both friends of his, and he said something else, and people didn't like it. And these people in the Tonight Show, the writers, were crying. They were in tears. Jimmy Fallon couldn't possibly have him on with the writers so upset. I'm thinking, who are these people that are crying over this? Were they really crying? I don't know. I find that hard to believe. Do you believe that? Does anyone believe anyone was crying over
this? I find that hard to believe.
No.
Oh, I believe it. Really? I thoroughly
crying.
Believe it.
I don't believe
it. Well, it depends how you want to define crying, but I'm sure there were people very emotional about it.
I guess there's just people who live in a way that I can't imagine.
This was on NBC?
Yeah,
NBC. He was maybe
they had been through a lot because of Matt Lauer's stuff.
There was a story, too,
very emotional.
Very emotional people on Megyn Kelly's show, too. And how this was like the final straw, and she's just very mean.
Oh, yeah, she sounds like she's a bitch to work for, and her manager's a bitch. And so it was a good chance for people to
fight back. I just don't believe
for
1 second she didn't know anything about that. That whole wide-eyed, what? It was like, no one had that is an act.
How naive are you? Can you be, really?
No, you can't be that naive.
I agree. Can't be that naive.
You really? Know what has happened. Yeah, she's not born yesterday, and she's been in media.
She criticized someone for wearing blackface on Fox. Somebody dug that up in 2014 or something like that. So she's not that naive.
No.
She was trying to stir up a show, in my opinion. My guess. Or she forgot 2014. I don't know.
Why not ask the question to your panel instead of taking such a strong stance on her side?
Was Barbara Bush on that panel? Was that the Bush?
The
kid?
Younger Bush, yeah. The Bush Hager. The Bush Hager chick.
That's hilarious because I know she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She clammed right up.
And Melissa Rivers. What?
You know, why would she be on that anyway?
By the way, he's gained some weight.
That's breaking news. Now we're on to something new. How much? A lot?
I don't know. She looked big. She was in the foreground, so.
You didn't even know it was her?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Melissa Rivers has gained some weight.
Pound packing has started.
Well, the show they used to have, they would have noticed something.
Here
she is the day after on TMZ. Oh boy, Trudy, you're dead on.
Yeah, that was.
You're dead on.
It was not an eagle-eyed observation. That was just an observation.
So she just apologized this morning. A lot of people are saying she's got a track record in races.
She's not obese.
How did she not know by now?
They're asking her about her weight gain.
I'm sorry, what?
How many pounds have you gained?
Her apology?
You know.
No.
Hold on 1 sec.
How convenient she just turns around to her black friend to talk about it.
Is that what really happened? Is she asking this person?
Yeah.
Melissa, she asked you. You were on the show.
Do you accept her apology? Do you think that she's apologetic authentically?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
You know, you're not inside anybody's head, but I
apologize?
Certainly hope that it's... genuine.
She looks like a linebacker. She lifting weights.
Situation being there.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone has to take responsibility for what they say and what they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do hope it is genuine.
How is it possible that you can't have known that blackface was a bad idea in this day and age? You know.
Whatever. Jeez.
I didn't know whiteface was it. Well, yeah, it would be.
Who does that? Who does whiteface though?
Whiteface.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, ooh. Brandon gave like 8 examples. Apparently, he's offended by it. well, the Wayans brothers did white chicks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, people are.
Oh, Chappelle did.
Someone else, Chappelle had a white guy. Yeah.
I gotta tell you something.
A little different historical meaning between the two, though.
Is there ever history that we just starts to fade and we don't really? I mean, it's a kid in a costume. I mean, is there any harm done saying? No, of course not harm, but. You know, if a kid wants to be, I'm so stupid. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, no, remember last year.
It is weird telling a kid that you can't be Michael Jordan for Christmas or for Halloween.
Well, remember last year.
Weird.
Right. Last year was
explain blackface to a 7-year-old or
I think we should decide who just hates PC most in the room. I think it's you, Drew.
Oh,
by far.
I guarantee you.
I think you're the league leader in that one.
I don't want to wear blackface ever. It's never been something I've wanted to do, but it's just weird. In a way, I didn't agree with Megyn Kelly, I would say, almost across the board, except when she said when I was a kid, it wasn't. I don't remember it being a big deal. I don't remember anyone explaining it to me.
The point she made was that it's a character. So if you make blackface to be Michael Jordan, is that worse than wearing a Michael Jordan mask, which is black and you're white?
Oh, you can wear a mask?
I think so. Well, Trudy, what do you think? Could you wear
all the games where they make the little fan?
Yeah, can you not do that? Can you not put a face in front of your face?
I don't know.
Except it's their actual face or it's a mask made about their face.
Right, you're not.
So it's not okay to be creative enough to actually try to look like them, but it is okay just to put a mask in front of your face, which is not realistic.
That's what I was going
to
say. Last year, the controversy was little girls.
Apply the face. You have to wear the face.
Remember, little girls would want to wear the Moana outfit, and people thought that was cultural appropriation.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Fuck off. It's a costume of a Disney character.
You know,
break.
There's a reason for political correctness. There are things you should avoid doing, but it's a shame when something that has value to it becomes so aborted, it's just becomes ridiculous.
You know, the context counts, all right? Little kids,
right.
Children are more or less, you know, innocent.
Just don't, and put blackface on. It's pretty simple. Yeah,
they just love, you know, Moana. They don't see anything else. They just
I just got another email from Matthew. Was just listening to the October 24 show, and the blackface conversation got me thinking about the best blackface there was, Jimmy Kimmel from The Man Show. He's playing Carl Malone. It's ridiculous. Like, couldn't be worse for him. Look at this. Right now, I attached a link of one of the bits. He did a bunch of them. Keep it stiff, Matt. I haven't. It's from Matt. I haven't seen
horrible.
This link, but is Jimmy Kimmel going to get shit for this?
They always bring that up.
Why is this not a big deal, or why wasn't this a big deal, and why it's not okay for Megyn Kelly. It's literally contract.
He actually did it. She just talked about it. He actually did it.
No, it's a great point. You're right.
I think the difference is maybe. He did it in 1999.
And
what's different in 1999 than 2018? What is different?
It's possible that
he did it. She didn't even do it.
You don't think there's a difference in culture between 2018 and 1999?
Yeah.
What, in terms of blackface?
Yeah, there's a big
evidence. Wait, I just heard all these people saying,
I'm sure there is.
She said she didn't know as a child. I'm her age, and I knew when I was a child. I mean,
maybe the difference.
No, I think there's a difference. There's political correctness is like, whoa.
Maybe the difference is people don't.
There was political correctness back in the 90s, big time. It was birthed out of the early 90s.
I know, but we it's daily now. We hear about all the things people do wrong.
It's vastly hyper aware and sensitive about it now.
I also think a large part of what happened to Megyn Kelly is the fact that people on NBC do not like her. So they were not supportive of her.
Okay, but she didn't do it, though. He did it.
Jimmy Kimmel, his staff loves him.
And is there a difference?
Well, I like Jimmy Kimmel. Here's the funny. I like Jimmy Kimmel. I don't like Megyn Kelly. I'm just trying to understand the rules.
It sounds like it.
And his was funny. Sorry.
I
dispute what you said because...
I don't like... I don't think Megyn Kelly's hot anymore. I used to think she was hot. I don't even like the way she looks. I don't.
You don't think she's pretty anymore?
I don't know. Something happened. I don't know what happened. It's crazy.
Do you think there's a difference between doing it on a comedy show in 1999 and saying it's okay on a news show in 2018?
Well, she didn't say it's okay. She said, "What's the big deal? If kids dress up as a
6 to 1, half dozen the other."
I think the lighting is different on NBC. She looked better on Fox.
That's true. She did. Before blood was coming.
I'm not trying to get Jimmy Kimmel in trouble.
Wherever.
Jimmy Kimmel is on the side that wants to pounce on Megyn Kelly.
He retracted his claws.
But the fact that he didn't do any jokes makes me wonder: is he maybe a little concerned about this? I didn't even know he'd done it until today.
Of course, he is.
How often has this come up?
A lot.
The blackface?
I think Trump Jr. tweeted it out before, a long time ago.
Okay, so he's already survived it, so we can't pummel him now.
Is it, okay.
Well, once again, it's, you know,
I got
you're a
one
comedian.
More question. Is it wrong to get a tan? Legitimate, like...
White folks like darker skin, black folks lighten their skin. What about, maybe we'll all meet in the middle someday.
I got a thing for a coupon from Zip Tan Stand. I almost wanted to do it. Is it wrong to go, you know, brown?
Allegedly!
Trudy, to your point about that they don't like her at NBC, whereas they like Jimmy Kimmel, you know, like Andrew Lack is the boss. He's on the hook for $17 million a year, and he ripped her also. So you'd think he would kind of give her something a little. Hey, this is a talent. We're trying to keep her in good graces here. So I don't know.
He didn't want her either.
Yeah.
I thought Al Roker was a little over the top.
The ignorant fool.
Oh, you already missed.
Oh, not a Roker fan.
Al Roker.
Trudy loves
very upset.
Trudy's a big Roker.
Love
fan.
Roker.
I don't know. That's what it sounded like earlier.
I knew Al when he was fat. We used to take the train home together.
He's fat again.
Really?
Fat again. Yeah.
Was he nice or was he a jerk?
Very nice guy. Yeah. Very nice
guy.
Really
nice guy.
He was mean to me once. I'm holding a grudge.
Pretty.
I respect that because I hold grudges forever.
I was surprised. It's weird when the weather guy starts coming down on people. Because to me, he's the weather guy.
Now he'd be mad if you said that to his face. He feels he's so much more than that.
Okay. he can have it.
He's a national weather guy. That's big. He's not a local weather guy.
No, he goes to all those colleges and stuff. Like, they're, what is it? They're puff piece guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the weather guy does that
stuff. His daughter works at the Today Show, so he loves nepotism, too.
Oh, I did not know that.
He's, you know, he's in his 70s. He's older than he looks.
And he used to be a fat ass until he got that, what did he do? They stapled his stomach or whatever?
Yeah. No, say that again.
Married the chick that's on ABC. What's her name? Doris Roberts. Is that her name?
Oh, really?
That's his wife, yeah.
That's right.
Doris Roberts?
Yeah, look,
wife?
He doesn't have a career anymore. Doris
you
Roberts.
That.
She doesn't?
No, she's not on there.
Oh. No wonder Al wants Megan's job. Or himself and his daughter.
All right, so since Eli's here, you saw that Michigan State was fined $10,000.
You know what's kind of cool? What's interesting to me is that the hatred is really real. You know, a lot of hatred in sports is kind of phony, like before boxing matches and stuff. And but this is some serious stuff here. And the fact they're still talking about it days later, and Harbaugh has two news conferences, I think it's pretty interesting. But I thought when I looked at the video, State definitely instigated it. You know, with the arm. What is that arm?
It's
like
a stormtrooper.
That's like Nazi, like lockstep shit. I thought that.
Wait,
looked really
what did
weird.
What did Harbaugh call it?
Stormtrooper.
There's another word too in front of it, though.
Oh. But that D'Antonio was 5 yards behind.
I thought stormtroopers was a little much.
I think that adequately describes it. That's what they did. You know, World War I, they'd infiltrate.
Can I bring up one sports topic? I want to ask you guys a few questions about this.
Yeah,
the World Series. 13.8 million viewers for game one, the lowest since 2014. And in just regular NFL games this week, the Carolina-Philly game had 21 million viewers. The Dallas-Washington game had 20 million viewers. You had the Sunday night football game with Carolina and KC at 16 million. And this is the World Series. It's like baseball, and I was looking on ESPN, the top 100 most popular athletes in the world, not a single baseball player is in it. Not a single one.
Most popular?
Yes.
We just had this conversation pretty much last night.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think 13.8 million was that bad for baseball, but football's been beating baseball. Well, regular season football's been beating baseball for a long time.
And don't underestimate how powerful fantasy football is and gambling is. I think that's why a lot of people watch football.
You think in the top 100, wouldn't you get a Kershaw or a Mookie Betts or a Mike Trout? You know,
they don't market their players. They don't. And Major League Baseball does not market their players nearly as well. Definitely the NBA, but or the NFL, they just don't.
I mean, there's guys
in
the top 10 that never
young talent.
There's one guy in the top 10 that I never heard. Number 11 is a cricket player.
Well, that's India.
Number 22 is a soccer player from Wales.
Oh, Gareth Bale.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who are the football
knows
players
everything about
and
soccer?
Who are the American athletes that are ranking up high?
Well, in the top 10, you got Mickelson 10. Steph Curry 9, Nadal, who's Spanish, is 8, Durant is 7, Woods is 6, Federer 5, Neymar, I'm not aware of, Neymar must be a soccer player then, right?
Brazilian.
Okay, and then you got Messi 3, LeBron James 2, Ronaldo 1. But James has 44 million Instagram followers, and the top baseball guy, Mike Trout, has 1.5 million. So they don't resonate with. I think baseball's local. I think it's because baseball is just local. The Tiger fans care about their team, but they don't look at out-of-town games or follow it, whereas it seems like the NBA and the NFL are more national type of things.
I got to tell you, when I was growing up, I used to look at the Giants box scores to see what Willie Mays did, and Willie McCovey, and Ernie Banks was Chicago, was Boston. I mean, those guys were larger than life to me, and I don't know if, how do kids stay up to the end of these games? They go on and on and on and on, and on all night.
I love postseason baseball, and I've fallen asleep in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I wonder, because I used to collect
baseball
cards.
I wasn't really excited the last couple games either. I don't know why.
Does anybody collect baseball cards anymore, or is it because the internet's there? Like, that's how you knew the players. That's how I knew him growing up, was because of all these baseball cards, so I cared about it.
See, Drew, when you were a kid, and me too, baseball was fascinating because of the statistics, numbers. You look in the Sunday paper.
I still love the numbers,
though. Yeah, when you have the Sunday paper, you have all the batting area. It was fascinating.
It was a habit.
And football, there's only a couple of numbers that really matter. I think baseball numbers just become so skewed out there. Too many pitching changes, too many strikeouts. It's just... I
don't know why baseball has not sped up the game significantly. That seems so obvious to me. I mean, it's an endless game because it's not timed, but all the pitching changes and all the conferences on the mound, and as long as pitchers, they don't follow. What's the clock? 25 seconds now. There's, but they don't really enforce it that hard.
You know, when we were kids, there was the romance of baseball with these big stars and the fact that it was this American game that, you know, was from an agrarian time when there wasn't a stopwatch and everything, and that's why. And now I think that really works against it. I think we like these timed events where you know they're going to end at a certain time and everything, and this open-ended thing with baseball. I'm watching the game. I think, you know, this may go on for another 4 hours. Might as well go to sleep now. Who knows?
Do you know what time it ended last night?
No, but I heard it's only a 3-hour and 15-minute
game.
It's
before 11:30, yeah.
Yeah.
But even 3-hour 15, that's a short game.
And only 6 runs scored. Yeah. It's all the pitching changes.
That's kind of a short game, though, for the World Series. Yeah. It's not unusual to go 3:50, 4 hours, and it can be interminable. And Mark was talking about strikeouts and walks. I didn't realize walks were up.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least in the last 10 years or so.
But I got to tell you what else
There's
is up.
There's been a big push to, you know, work the count.
Oh, I know.
Get the pitcher out of there, but it's kind of ruined the game.
I think foul balls are up. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, these bats, and they like, oh, my God, he fell off 7 pitches and walked. Oh, that's a fabulous at-bat. And it's like, I'm not so excited about that at-bat. I want this game to move along.
Exactly.
That's
it's
why
slow.
You're allowed 4 foul balls, and then you're out.
Maybe. I don't know. Baseball needs to do something. But last year,
every
baseball
count starts at 2-1. And you can reset your order at the top of every inning. I'm going to fix baseball.
Baseball. I was thinking baseball was on the right track because last year their postseason baseball was way up. It was really healthy last year. Yeah. And then this year I thought, Dodgers, Red Sox, it's got to do well. And I got to tell you, unless the Dodgers win game 3, this is going to be a disaster for baseball. Really sad.
Boston's good.
Wow. They are really good. How about J.D. Martinez, David Price, and Ian Kinsler all playing a role last night? Kinsler had a nice single to bring in a run. J.D. hits a 2-run single, and Price pitches 6 innings. 3 Tigers playing a huge role.
How about the huge controversy before the game and the first pitch?
What was that? Which one are you talking about?
The first pitch yesterday was the 2004 stars of that team, of the Red Sox team.
Oh, right.
Nobody invited, and I don't like the guy, but nobody invited Curt Schilling, and I think that's horseshit.
Yeah.
How do you not invite Curt Schilling?
Wait. The bloody sock Curt Schilling?
Was not invited.
Are you joking?
I'm not. He's. I don't think he was.
He's politically incorrect. That's why.
You got it. That's so.
Wait. You're serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious. He wasn't even.
That's why he wasn't invited?
That's crazy.
Well, so the Red Sox put out a statement and said it wasn't personal, but they did not reach out to him, which sounds like it would be personal. Let me see if I can find the statement.
I'm stunned.
Because he's a right winger? That's just crazy. He was fired from ESPN for his comments, but still.
He was fired from ESPN because he kept commenting when he wasn't supposed to be. Wasn't necessarily what he said.
Any worse than Jemele Hill. She didn't get fired.
She was bought out. She was. She was bought out, and she said
pitch.
She was leaving, and they paid off her contract. What was that?
David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, Kevin Millar, Tim Wakefield, Jason Veritek. Keith Folk, Alan Embry. Even Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I'd love to know. I want to know whose decision that was. That's incredibly. Really, the Red Sox management cares because he's on the right. Are all those other guys on the left? Do we know that?
The fans don't care either. They would love to see
No, they don't care.
No.
Wow.
In Boston, they probably love it even more.
There's a scandal in there somewhere.
He says, we did not reach out to him, but it was not out of spite, quoting a Red Sox executive. It was originally just
going to
be.
Is that the bloody Sox?
Why did they reach out? Why did they reach out then? They didn't give any reason for them to reach
out?
It was originally just going to be Pedro and Dave and Wake and Millar, but we heard from a few others and they were included. That is such bullshit.
Yeah, like Wakefield's as big a name as Curt Schilling back in the day. Come on.
I'm trying to remember. The bloody Sox, was that?
Or was that 01?
Was that with the Reds? Was that with the Red Sox?
That was with the Red Sox, so it had to be 04.
04 then, yeah.
Had to be.
Wow, that's. I'm stunned by that. That's really just weird. I wouldn't think anyone. If it was in Hollywood and you were celebrating a movie or something and he became this figure on the right, yeah, I could see it. But not in baseball. No, that baseball.
He seemed kind of hurt by it. He had a long statement on Facebook.
I would be pretty disappointed if I saw my teammates out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He did participate with the Diamondbacks earlier in the year, the 20th anniversary.
Is everything political?
Yes.
I know. Yes. It is. You know, honestly.
That's what drives people nuts.
I never thought that I could think of a sport and a sports network as being political. I never dreamed that could happen. But I do. Basketball is on the left. football is on the left and ESPN is on the left. And I can't say it changes the way I view. I don't skip football games. Because,
football's on the left?
Well, Kaepernick.
Black athletes,
yeah. And you know what? I never thought
but the ownership is on the far right.
Far right, yeah.
Yeah, but the players are the ones.
Basketball's different.
It's different. I mean,
owners are on the left.
There's no NFL coach that's going to say what Steve Kerr has been saying or what Greg Popovich has been saying.
Or even Stan.
Right.
I still think, you know, maybe it's this, and someone else said this, and I kind of was reading it, that they never thought of football as a black thing. And I know the rosters, and people make jokes all the time about blacks and football. Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, what rosters are. I'm not sure what the percentage is. I think it's lower than you would think.
80% isn't?
I think it's lower than that.
It's lower than
that. But I never thought of football as a black thing, but it seemed like with the Kaepernick thing, all of a sudden football started to feel not black in a bad way, but just like not. I just didn't look at the sport the same way since. And it's not that I hate the sport or anything. It's just that. I just want my football to be my football. This whole thing of the game starts with a protest and fans boo, and it's like, I don't know. I like getting away from all that shit.
Does that really ruin the game for you?
It doesn't ruin the game for me.
But does it really affect your mindset if you see that before the game starts?
Yeah, it bugs me.
Really?
It annoys me. Wow. It's annoying. Anything where politics turns up now, it's like, and it's not because I'm taking sides on something. It's because I get too much of it. And, this job is part of it, of course. But it's like when I get away, if I'm getting away from the show, I want to get away from the show. I don't want that shit showing up in my entertainment. It just is annoying to me.
Didn't it happen back when Jose Feliciano did the national anthem? Wasn't it rearing its ugly head back then, too?
Yeah, they were mad at him for wearing sunglasses.
They were mad at him for jazzing up the national anthem.
It was the first anthem that wasn't just played totally straight.
I don't
know
if that was politics. I don't even remember.
Vietnam? So. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, heavy politics, Vietnam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What, him jazzing up the national anthem?
Yes. It was a protest era, and they viewed it as some type of protest.
Because he was wearing sunglasses, they didn't know he was playing.
Well,
they were mad because he jazzed up the national anthem.
That's why. He wore sunglasses because he's blind.
No, I know, but people didn't know that, and they flooded.
People were mad because they thought jazzing up the anthem was a Vietnam protest?
Just that it was sacrilegious. You just don't mess with the anthem.
Right, that's what I thought. I thought you're saying it had to do with Vietnam.
That's what a lot of the complaint. I'm just basing it on the article we read when we talked to him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was looked at some, subversive type of thing is how it was viewed.
Yeah.
Because back then, it was the country, like it is now, was heavily pro, my country right or wrong, or let's get the fuck out of Vietnam.
Was it worse then or is it worse now?
68 versus 18?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Because now it's kind of pervasive. There it was a one issue thing, which was the war.
It wasn't in your face all the time, too. It was. You turn on the network news and you'd see, Vietnam War footage and protesters and things like that. But
is that because everything's in your face now?
Yeah, I think so.
But it was also right after the Chicago stuff, the Chicago.
Yeah, the 68 convention was, crazy. Yeah. That was absolutely crazy. But, now with people, I'm unfriending anyone who supports Trump on Facebook. It's like everyone's involved all the time. It never ends.
Really got those people.
Anyway, all right.
You want to do the final rules of the game for the year?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I got easy ones here, okay? Three easy ones. I want you guys to finish the season on a big winning streak. Because I think I've shattered your confidence in terms of knowing the rules of the game. And I'm trying to atone today with three of them. I think we'll get three for three here. Okay. By the way, brought to you by Star Lincoln, legendary dealership, luxury cars, Hoot McInerney, Star Lincoln, the 12 and Telegraph in Southfield. Okay. That's right. And then I do a little spot in the middle here. Okay. Rules of the game. Batter hits a one hopper down. This is easy. This is like your warm up question on HQ trivia.
This is the warm up on HQ trivia.
Okay, batter hits a one hopper down the third baseline. In fact, Trudy should go first, okay? Because she always feels that she's always left out with these. Batter hits a one hopper down the third baseline. It bounces in fair territory before the base and appears to go over part of the third base bag before landing in foul territory behind the bag. Fair or foul? What's the rule? Trudy goes first. So bounces in fair territory, a bouncer, but it goes over the base. It goes over part of it, but then it's curving and it goes foul after the base. Fair ball or foul ball?
It's a foul ball.
Fair ball.
Fair.
Fair ball.
Fair. Yeah.
Damn it, Trudy. I gave you a layup. Okay. Here's your second one. Here's
I knew you were going to get it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, oh. Here's the second one. I want to let you guys be the hero.
Okay. The hit and run is on. Well, this isn't fair for Trudy because we're talking about hit and run and stuff. Okay, here's the question.
How do you know I don't know everything about baseball? And I've just been suppressing it.
Because you kind of get this glazed over look on your face sometimes when we're talking sports. Okay, hit and run is on. Runner at first takes off. Batter hits a sharp liner in his direction. The second baseman moves in position to catch it, but the runner can't get out of the way, and the ball hits him. What's the call? Now, you guys think this over, and I'm going to do my little spot in the middle, okay?
The runner is in front of the second baseman.
Yes, yes. He gets hit by the ball. He can't get out of the way. Run around. Okay. What is the call?
I'll wait for your commercial, and I got to get something up.
I know what I'm going to say.
Hey, check out, in fact, call Jimmy D at Hoot McInerney's Starlink, and the new Nautilus is there, this incredible new SUV, replaces the MKX, getting great reviews. Go drive one, see what it's like, check it out. They also got the Navigator, the MKZ, but the thing is, there's so many cars on the lot that Jimmy D can give you at a great discount, and if you're an A-Plan, X-Plan, Conquest buyer, come by. Just give Jimmy D a call, 855-567-STAR, and check out at if you wish, the new Navigator, pardon me, the new Nautilus, and go to Starlink. And again, 855-567-STAR, call Jimmy D. All right. He's not back from upstairs. So here's the question again. Runner is on first, takes off. Batter, it's a sharp liner. Second baseman moves in position to catch it, but the runner can't get out of the way, and the ball hits him. What's the call? Mark, go ahead.
He's out.
He's out. Trudy, just for record, did the safe motion, as you said he was out. But that was okay.
Okay, that's part of the answer. Think it over, though.
Did he try to get out of the way?
Whether he tried to get out of the way, but he gets hit by the ball. Yeah. So what is the call? So you're just saying, then what happens to the batter?
Brandon in for Drew.
Well, he's safe if he gets there.
Is it runner interference? Was the guy in his way? Is that why he couldn't avoid getting hit?
Let's see if Drew gets here.
Adding
caveats. I'm not going to give it away.
Runner's out.
That's what I said, but he's adding more stuff to it.
But there's more to it, because it's actually a double play.
What?
Because he would have caught the line drive and doubled up the runner. So the batter also was called out. It's a double play. I think that's a legitimate miss on your part, a legitimate miss. Here's your last one. This one's going to...
What a cheap shot that was.
That was cheap.
I said, what's the call? The call's a double play. Okay, that was a joke.
We got half of it right.
I didn't know. You can.
I thought they hit the runner in the foot or the ankle.
It was a line drive. The second baseman was getting ready to catch it. And so since the runner got in his way, both the batter and the runner have to be out.
Okay.
But this is your chance.
How did they know he was going to catch it?
That's the umpire's decision, because he was right in front of the second baseman.
I'm the umpire.
Hit him in the shoulder.
I'll read it again.
I decided he wasn't going to catch it.
He moves in position to catch it, but the runner can't get out of the way, and the ball hits him. So the call, you didn't think it through. You just said that the runner is out, but the batter is out also.
He could be ready to catch it on a bounce.
Well, I could have said what happens.
Short hopping.
Could have said what happens to the batter on that play. Anyway, okay. You know what? I'm going to put that one aside as maybe a poorly worded question.
That question is under protest.
Wow, it worked.
Then here's your chance.
Back down a little bit.
End the season with a victory, okay? Runner on second. He scampers back to the base, thinking the pitcher's going to pick him off. But the pitcher instead throws to the plate. The batter hits a shot up the middle that hits the unaware runner just as he gets back to second. The runner thinks, thankfully I was on the base, so I'm safe. But is he? What, is he safe?
I love this.
I'll admit, I have no idea.
The pitcher looks like he's going to second, so the guy dives into the base. He throws to the plate. The guy hits a line shot that would have gone through the middle.
But it hits the runner when he's on second base.
He's safe. Wait, line drop? Yeah, he's safe. There's no runner behind him. There's no fielder behind him. It's a hit.
I'm going to ask the question again.
He's out.
I want you to end the season on a win.
Okay.
The pitcher delivers home. The batter hits a shot up the middle that hits the unaware runner just as he gets back to second. The runner thinks, thankfully, I'm on the base, so I'm safe. Is he?
No, he's out.
No.
He's out. You're right. Thank you for reconsidering.
Why?
He's out because the bases are in fair territory, and except when it's an infield fly, it's called a runner is out when hit by a fair batted ball.
What about the runner that was hit and he was behind the pulled-in infield?
Because
that ball was headed up the middle.
Yeah.
Because he could...
wasn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Was there a fielder behind second base? I didn't hear about that fielder.
The point
if anything,
is,
I think the fielder was in front because he was going back for the
batter would not get hit on purpose. He would have let the ball go through. He was accidentally hit by it. It doesn't help him at all to get hit by the ball. There's no advantage if it's already past the infield. It doesn't go into the outfield. So he was unawares and he got hit by the ball. And even if he had hit on purpose, let it hit him, it would have ruined the play because then the runner at the batter might not have made it to first.
Okay, so there's a possibility the fielder was going to get the ball.
In the case, yes. You mean two questions ago?
Yes. No, this question.
You mean when the guy went back to the second base?
Yeah, when the guy went back to second, and he's on second, and he thinks, hey, I'm on the base.
Well, that's irrelevant.
Is there a fielder behind him? Is there a fielder who could have gotten to that ball?
There must be.
Obviously, that's irrelevant because it's not part of the question. Point is, if you get hit by a batted ball, I see, because you're saying the fielder.
Yeah, what about the guy who was behind the pulled an infield running to second, and then, he got hit, and that was a hit. He was safe.
Then there obviously wasn't a guy behind him then, because, wait a second. The fielder would have had to be in front of him for that to be okay, for him to get hit by the ball.
Okay, so the fielder.
So there was no fielder to make a play there.
Don't start fighting with me.
What a sour note.
I think Lincoln
deserves
another commercial.
Anyway. Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
Yes, Nick.
I hope people will think of Star Lincoln when they think of a link, because they've been a great advertiser. And Jimmy D's waiting for you.
Give him a call. 855-567-STAR. All right, guys.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you. And Brandon is somewhere in here. Here comes the switchover. A little A2M action, maybe?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hang on.
Switchover music?
I got bitches all on my dick and every day.
Yeah.
Sucking Brandon's official balls, song.
Licking on my balls. Bitches, they know. Stick it in that booty hole. My balls, my balls. Suck on my balls.
Come on.
All up in that asshole. Let me hit that booty roll. Licking the dick, sucking the balls. Swallow the dowel, beating down your pussy. Wow, to the ground, spin around and round, and these stacks get down.
These lyrics are pretty graphic.
Swallow the nut, dick in the butt.
6 hours of this. I can't believe that happened.
I gotta say, these lyrics aren't any worse than Cardi B's.
I think I understand these lyrics a little bit better, though.
Really?
Well, I don't like what you call the mumble rap, you know?
Oh, I hate mumble rap.
Does everybody think of this this Mike Clark as a shirt?
In color or black and white?
I think there'd have to be...
Who came up with that idea?
It would have to be...
I like it.
Less color, I guess, because... Brandon?
Oh, yeah, that looks
like
great.
It's a cool shirt.
I like it.
I kind of... Although, you know...
How would it look in black?
If it was white on a black shirt, I think that's...
Yeah.
White on a black shirt?
Yeah.
And Mike's in black and white?
Yeah.
It's Mike inside a bitch sticker. He's got his hand...
It's t-shirt time!
And bitch with the four eyes. That's pretty cool. Mm. I like that. I was thinking of a giant Mike Clark because he always has all that print on his shirts, but he's not wearing this shirt, so I guess...
No.
That's actually cool, though. It's not so big, but we could have a big...
Can we just take his head and then put like the bitch underneath it?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought was going to happen, but someone got creative here. But I thought it was kind of cool that it was in the oval, actually. Nice. I kind of dug
it. Yeah, I like it too.
You know, as opposed to something gigantic that you have to explain.
Yeah, I like it.
It's an understated tribute.
So is that the front? And then what's on the back?
I guess that's the front. You know, the back.
Well, the back's got to be the logo of the podcast.
For sure.
The back could be. I don't know. What about putting some catchphrases on the back or something?
All of them, yeah. Line
Maybe,
them all
I don't know. Some of the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ones that can't be explained to you, like, Areola, are we in? It's not really a catchphrase. But
I don't remember that one.
We were calling a sex talk
pitch
line.
Pitch them, squeeze them, watch them bounce.
They asked for a password, and Mike said, Areola, are we in? I thought that was funny. I didn't even remember that. Yeah, that's very good.
Hey Brandon, do you still have that window open or no?
I do.
Can you? There's two stories. Can you just print them out for me? Thanks.
While you're printing that,
one,
Brian, Brian gets. There's so much. I could have read so much email this week. I work at Ford today. We had a webcast in the chat window. A couple of people mentioned their car salesman pre waves his commission, and they also mentioned Jonas Stillman in the quote about how Gen Z would rather share socks than an office. So at least He's saying that, just want to let you know, you reach a lot of people over here.
Speaking of Ford, good move putting Bryan Cranston in their F-150.
Yeah.
Man, that is kick ass. I love that commercial.
Haven't seen that.
I just don't know if I'm nuts about that new slogan, which it debuted at the Michigan State broadcast.
What is the slogan?
Built Ford proud instead of built Ford tough. They put a lot of money behind this campaign, too.
Built Ford proud.
It's badass, though, because they've got, the Mustangs sort of in
Ford
silhouettes.
I mean, it's hard to
beat. I've heard that motto before. Huh?
It's hard to beat built Ford tough.
Is that for all Fords, that slogan?
I guess,
see,
yeah.
The F-150, you can't screw up the F-150. That thing is just going to sell.
Yeah.
It's that brand is so popular. So it's kind of I'm kind of stunned, by the way, that Ford is struggling like this. Here they've got the best brand. They've got the best truck.
Mm-hmm.
And trucks are where money is made, and people have money in America, and they're buying that truck like crazy. How can everything else be? I don't know. I'm sort of stunned by that.
Not too happy about steel prices going up.
But look at what Tesla's doing. Tesla's doing okay.
Are they?
Well, their stock is up. What was it? Wasn't it their earnings that drove their stock up?
I don't really know anybody buying them.
I think it's...
Well, they're waiting for them.
They've been plagued with so much manufacturing problems that not too hard to turn it around.
I'm just going by the fact that their stock was shooting up.
A lot of that changed because their short seller said, nah, you know what, I think I like this stock now. Market on fire today, by the way.
Well, we'll see. I would certainly like to see Ford do better. It's just, I can't help thinking that Alan Mulally's departure has not been good for Ford. That he would have somehow handled this better than they've been handling things. It's just weird that things are so bad. He comes in, things turn around, and then he leaves.
Yeah.
And maybe there's coincidence there. I don't know. But I hope for better things. I mean, we certainly root for those people, those three companies, as much as anybody. It means a lot to a lot of people around here. Trudy, on the phone again. Now what?
Is Jay Moore calling?
Jay Moore is turning into a extremely...
Breaking
news oriented guest.
There was a restricted call after I sent our tweet about super guest Jay Moore.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to say, hey, you can still call. Come on. Let's go.
Okay.
Chop, chop. And there was
I already threw my notes away.
Did you forget all we watched?
Yes,
too?
I did. Like an hour ago.
But then I get a restricted phone call, and I thought it maybe was him. And
the IRS?
It's a lot of background noise. I don't know who it was. You know, the IRS never restricts their calls.
You're right. They don't.
We got some IRS numbers today.
Yeah, we do. Wait. Oh, I didn't see your prep, Brandon.
Oh, about that. I failed today. I apologize.
What? We could call Jonah. Jonah Falcon?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't reach him, and it seems like any excuse to call Jonah, even though the situation has been resolved, it seems like we still should complete the act of calling Jonah Falcon.
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
I like this story.
And then the Hall Financial Hotline could be activated also.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Carrie Underwood criticized. What?
How dare she? Oh, we should have asked Eli about that. Did you see that press release by the 313 Entertainment today?
No.
They are going to finally, it's finally public now. They are going to do their own TV network.
Yeah.
Oh, the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm. Red Wings, Tigers, our regional sports network.
How does that affect the Fox people?
I'm sure they're not too happy.
That pretty much just means
the Pistons.
Fox Sports Detroit kind of fades
out.
Does
that mean the talent stays and all the management disappears?
I would think most of the talent would start trying to get on this regional sports network.
Well, yeah.
Just sports, or are they going to do entertainment, too? Because they have all of the
I think it's kind of modeled.
There's entertainment involved because they do programming when the sports aren't live. They have to fill space, and whether it's an hour-long show on the 84 Tigers or...
Well, I think you mean, like, the concert shows. And remember when Arm Tell 'Em
Well, when you
arrived?
Say 313, yeah, I wonder about that.
When Arm arrived...
Could they rock a little bit?
They could totally rock. They're all summer long. They're rocking it.
But that was always the rumor that they were going to make a network, and that was part of the Pistons coming down, and that they were going to be involved, which they weren't in this press release today. And the rumor was they were going to model it over the YES Network that the Yankees do, and it's the Yankee Entertainment Sports Network. And they had some, or the Madison Square Garden Channel had some entertainment type stuff on there well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it in forever.
MSG shows?
Concert type shows, yeah.
Nice.
But then again, that's the power of MSG.
Yeah, that's true. It's,
yeah, I,
but the idea that this, if this had legs.
Brilliant. I mean, cutting out the middleman.
Very powerful entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the teams owning the network.
Why? The leagues own their own networks. It's been a boon for them. The NFL network.
Been a
network,
boon for
MLB
them, but
network.
But can the talent be as, I mean, they're already pretty wishy-washy
exactly.
and
yeah.
not terribly critical.
Exactly.
Aren't they going to be worse than ever?
Could they get more worse?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely. I do.
Who on Fox Sports Detroit is ripping into the Tigers or the Pistons?
Ripping
or the
into, I wouldn't say ripping into, but certainly things are questioned.
Oh, you would hope that would continue. Do you think it's going to get any worse?
I don't know. I would rather not be working. I would rather not be working for the team. And that was one of the, you know, that's why WJR hires the announcers. They work for WJR. And when there's a question, and there are questions from time to time, WJR goes to bat for their guys. They, you know, they've got to be
always approved by the team.
Yeah, they're approved by the team.
Objectivity is so dead with play-by-play and color. It'd be interesting if they
have. It doesn't matter that much. People don't want to hear guys ripping their players every day anyway. You know, it's probably not a big deal. I'm just pointing it out.
Is this live what we're watching here?
Yeah.
We should call Maloney's phone. We have it.
His color looks good. He's doing well.
He looks thinner and younger than I thought.
It's freezing outside. I'll call you back.
Hey, Rod, be our correspondent to the new Illich broadcast message.
I like these old school reporters.
I am.
Elric's an old school reporter.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's got such a great sense of humor for a dude who does such serious stuff.
Usually,
piece of garbage.
Newspaper people were always a lot of fun. I thought they're just, you know, they're very serious about their work, but they're also there's a lot of shit.
Let me tell you something. You want to go right now? Okay, you want to go right now, Elric?
They're very cynical. Let's try. You want to try Jonah, Brendan?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's important that we reach Jonah. As the Hall Financial Hotline opens, click the link on the Drew and Mike Show website and fill out the online form. Hall Financial will get back to you whether it is you want to open a conventional loan, originate a conventional loan, and get a free appraisal. Or maybe you want to shorten your loan. And you want them to crunch numbers for you. Maybe you want to take money out of your house. Maybe you want to buy your dream home. Hall Financial will be happy to do it for you in less time than most. 44 days, the average. 19 days at Hall Financial. 19 days.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, again.
Oh, we got to ask him about Diphalic Dude.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Jonah, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just working on some stuff here. What's up?
Well, we had a question about the Yankees specifically. You're a big Yankees fan, right? No? Yeah?
No, you're not?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I knew you were did a baseball show there for a while, or sports show. Somebody in our show is claiming that Alex Rodriguez owns some of the concession business at Yankee Stadium, and we thought that was absolutely implausible. Because he had that $30 million contract, and we've never heard of players getting concession money before. Do you know if that's true or false?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was true. Keep in mind, when the Mets made their offer, they made these extravagant, what's it called, offers to him as well, like his own private jet and stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was true.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, the story stays alive.
Wow, okay.
And then we're also talking about this diphalic guy, this guy that has two penises. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, I've met him. Not met him. I mean, I've met him online. We've chatted briefly.
Uh-huh.
He's claiming he's 14 inches because each one's 7.
Yeah, I know. He also said that to have surgery to make them so that they're more functional. What's it called? He actually said they increased his size.
Really?
That's not a joke. You can't do that, can you?
Well, I mean, it has to do with extracting the shaft and separating them and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, clipping the ligament?
It was just to make it what?
I think it's clipping the ligament, and it's supposed to let more out.
Well, something like that. It's just that, you know, he has certain medical procedures that had to be done. I mean, you know, and he makes sure that his identity is unknown because he doesn't want to be known. He doesn't want his face out there. He doesn't want to be known as the guy.
Jonah,
he'll do interviews, but...
Would you get a penile transplant if you could get one that was just slightly smaller so that it...
No.
What if you
could get one that was slightly bigger?
You'd go bigger?
I'll get bigger. Yeah, why not?
At this point.
It seems
there's no difference at this point.
Isn't the one that you have, you know, like it takes kind of a while to sort of power up?
No, that's all emotionally. I mean, if I'm with someone I like and I'm making out with them, I'll spring up pretty fast.
Oh. No, this guy, the guy with the diphallic guy with two penises, do you think he's 7 inches? Because this 14 claim is partially based on him being 7 inches. I'm not sure he's 7 inches, to be honest, on each one.
It's
bigger.
I don't doubt him.
Well, yeah, he does have a photo out there that actually has some measuring tape on each penis.
Yeah, but how do we know that's not a trick measuring tape?
Was it
like Jonah uses?
He's above average, but he's not, you know, he's not supremely above average. I mean,
here you go. Here's the photo.
You might not know this, but this morning in the UK, when they did their interview with me in 2012, they actually measured me.
Yeah.
The associate producer measured me. What's it called? Obviously off camera to make sure that I was who I said I was. So.
Yeah, but they use a different form of measuring over there.
Oh, they use meters?
No. The British still use inches.
They do.
Yeah, they use the centimeters about as much as we do.
But they're British inches. I mean, they're a little smaller.
They have to do it. They have to do it because, you know, they are in Europe. So, but they still prefer English measurement.
Now, what about this guy? What about this guy with 2 7-inch penises? Would you rather have 1 13.5-inch penis or 2 7-inch penises?
That's tough.
I don't know. I remember that there was this guy from like 100 years ago. I forgot his name, but he bragged. He what's it called? He enjoyed saying he could pleasure two women at once.
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could. That was his brag. This is from 100 years ago. It's not the same guy we're talking about.
Yeah, but I don't believe him.
Diphallic isn't unknown. I think it's like in 1% of the population.
1%? Wow, so if there's 100 guys in a room, there's somebody with two penises? Wow. I had no idea.
1%.
Now, if you were, and I'm not sure, I think you're interested in both sexes. If this guy was available, would you be interested in being with a dude with two penises?
If I'm with somebody, it's not because of their equipment. He's a pretty nice guy. He's pretty shy. I'm not going to say what his sexuality is, but you know, I think he's involved. I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to him in like 10 years.
Huh. But two penises versus one doesn't interest you any additionally.
I prefer one, but I wouldn't be unhappy if I had two. Just so long as they were both 13 and a half.
Yeah, they're called your legs.
27 inches of
weed. You originally popped in our mind, too. Are you aware of the new 30 for 30 podcast that ESPN put out about Jose Canseco?
Yeah, you left a message about that, and I searched, and I didn't see anything about it.
Well, it's just, you know, they did the podcast, and the point was that Judith Regan assigned a guy to check out two stories, one being Jose Canseco and his claims of steroid use in baseball, the other being Mr. Big from the Rolling Stone article. And they never mentioned you by name, but we knew immediately that that was you, and they said they wrote like half a book, half your memoir, and they gave up on it because they felt bad for you. And I said, that's not the Jonah we know.
Sounds
like spin.
Here's the problem is that we tried to get a co-author and no one really stuck. They had a certain thing in mind. They wanted to sort of make it like Private Parts, you know, and they couldn't find the right person to do it, you know.
Oh, to make it funny.
So it just died on the vine.
But you're a creative guy. Why can't you write it? You have enough stories to tell now. I mean, this is 14 years later.
I would love to tell you that I'm working on a book with somebody. But I won't tell you that.
Well, okay. We'll wait and see.
I won't tell you that I'm working on a book with somebody that might or might not come out in 2 years.
I was going to say, when won't that book come out? In 2 years? Okay.
I don't know. But it's moving forward slowly.
Hardcover or soft?
Writing the book.
Trudy, say it again.
You know, always hard.
Always hard.
Of course.
Hey, was Mr. Big, was that the first like major recognition for you, or was it the HBO documentary?
No, I was on Private Parts. I was on Private Dicks with on HBO.
Okay, that was
the first time. I was on Howard Stern.
Okay.
And from there, it just moved forward, and that's why I did the Mr. Big, because now today, saw that article, and unfortunately, they took a very unfortunate photo of me when I was really at my worst. They updated the article in Rolling Stone with one of my more recent ones, and I thank them for that because I don't want to see that photo ever again.
Wait, what was wrong with the picture?
I want to see it now.
Oh God, it made me look.
What do you mean?
It made me look like a mound. What,
made it look 9 inches?
No, my dick wasn't in the picture.
No, you mean you weren't happy
about me?
Yeah,
I know. Oh, we all hate our pictures.
No, God, no. If you saw this picture, you'd agree with me. I look like something that lived under a bridge.
Then where's your hot picture that you love so much? Where's that one at? Where's your hottest? Where's Jonah Falcon's hottest?
They always show that one in the Huffington Post, you know, blurred out in one certain spot.
And now, how are you doing lately? How are you doing lately, Jonah? Are you happy with the way things are going now? Are you working out? Are you in shape? Are you getting some?
I'm working out. Actually, you know, I just live in Los Angeles. So I've lost weight almost by default. I mean, you know, I'm doing a lot of background work, but small roles. I'm still struggling financially, but then again, what actor isn't? You know.
But you're still you're still wanting to do some acting, right?
I'm still acting. Yeah, I mean, that's what the book is for, because eventually we figure it could be made into a movie.
Jonah, are you worried?
Even if it's just a...
Are you worried that your 13-inch penis might get Me Too'd by somebody?
Yeah, it got Me Too'd by me. I abuse myself all the time.
But you're not afraid that someone might say something, or maybe you'll be Me Too'd. I mean, that could happen. The casting couch out there.
Oh...
Or would you be totally fine with it?
Bruce Valanche actually did a stand-up act, and the theme of that act is, why not Me Too? How come Harvey Fierstein didn't hit on me? What's wrong with me?
Now, what about, I would have to believe you have some ridiculous offers to do porn. Is that going to happen ever?
No.
No?
No.
Not
unless I pull a Rob Lowe or something.
What about doing it for just a nice little paycheck?
You know what I almost thought you were going to say? I almost thought you were going to say, why not do it for charity?
Would you?
No.
Would you get?
Maybe. It depends on the charity.
Would you get circumcised for charity?
No, God, no. No, ever.
What would it cost to get you circed? Oh, and that'd be a hell of a job.
Big
too.
Job.
Nothing.
It's for a kid that has cancer. He wants your foreskin.
Yeah, he needs your foreskin to live.
Or else he's going to die, Jonah. You're going to kill a kid.
We all got to go sometime.
I still would think, what is the best offer you've had to do porn? You must have had insane offers, either gay or straight.
The only time I was ever tempted was when I was 15. They didn't know I was 15.
What?
Really?
That sounds like me, too.
No one's offered you a porn movie? That's unbelievable.
Well, they didn't know I was 15 at the time. Hmm. All they knew was this 5'5 guy who looks youthful with a cock that was like 8 inches soft and 1.5 inches hard. Or like, they didn't
know. How'd they know that? How'd they know that when you were 15? Oh, that's kind of weird.
It's hard to hide.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate the information on your opinion on A-Rod. And all other things, and we'll look forward to your book. I'm sure we'll talk to you before then, Jonah.
Well, the book that may or may not come out.
Right, that book. Either way, we'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jonah.
Thanks, Jonah.
There he is, the largest penis in the world, Jonah Falcon.
Looks like that guy in Mexico.
All right, I didn't bring it up because I didn't really want to. I should have brought it up, but I came across something.
He's the guy, 18-inch guy doing porn?
No, a guy named Jonah Falcon on Pornhub.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
All right, let's see it. He's in a movie?
Well, he's on Pornhub.
What's he doing?
Wait.
Pounding off?
Jesus Christ, what is that thing next to him? Holy shit.
That's
Blackened dicker.
So this is a video that's currently on Pornhub. It's titled Jonah Falcon Masturbation.
You know, I wonder if this is from that HBO show, though.
Oh, okay, it might be.
You know what's so funny about him? He is so concerned about his appearance.
I think it's because everybody's wearing bike shorts around here.
Because everyone looks at his dick.
I know, but if you had a 13.5-inch dick, would you really be worried about some picture Rolling Stone used of you?
No.
I mean, he sounded like that really upset him.
Oh!
Right. Like 13 inches.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, a lot of people love the
foreskin.
You know?
What are you doing?
Oh, stop it.
Jesus. Oh, God, he's pulling it apart.
He's treating it like it's the top of a sock.
We're skipping this part.
The hooded knife.
Please, please go forward. why am I even wanting to go forward?
Oh!
What?
Yeah!
What is
doing?
What?
Can we, all right, what, we move
what,
on?
What
yeah.
Was that? Is that necessary? Is he that necessary for him to get hard? What he just did?
Was he putting it in his own?
Yeah.
Butt?
What is going? This is the weirdest pound off thing I've ever seen, possibly ever. What? What?
He was. He stuck his wiener between his legs. What? And stuck his own wiener in his butt.
Oh, is that? Oh, he's showing off.
He sodomized himself.
What the hell just happened?
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
All
right. It's a very distressing day.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ah! What's all right, we got to move on. I can't.
Jesus.
what is going on?
This must have been that HBO thing, right?
I don't think this was on that HBO thing.
I don't think
so. I think I would have remembered that, unfortunately.
Yeah, boy.
His penis needs to get a restraining order against him.
God, that's what he said. He Me Too'd.
That's what he meant when he said he Me Too'd himself.
He Me Too'd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was kidding.
Jesus.
Wow. He just gave an interview not that long ago where he claims that he's had sex with numerous A-listers, including Oscar nominees and Oscar winners.
Yeah, but he won't name names.
Come on.
You want to try that IRS number just for S&G? Sure. I think I had it to you. This Carrie Underwood story.
Hilarious.
Being criticized for some of her fans wearing a full face of makeup to her son's soccer game? She's on hand to root for her 3-year-old son, Isaiah, as he played, and she proudly shared a selfie after the match to boast about the goals the little boy scored.
Why don't you take a picture of him?
She's focused on the kid's burgeoning athletic prowess, and her first official turn is a soccer mom.
Selfie!
A few naysayers commented to her she'd put too much effort into her appearance.
Well, she's got that hideous scar.
She looked up at the camera dressed in a long sleeve shirt and fleece vest while carrying a coffee cup. Her blonde hair is up in a messy bun. Her makeup looks natural but impeccable. Flawless skin with a bit of blush, neutral pink lips, sculpted brows, and false lashes. Whose story is this?
The Daily Mail.
Really? Who wears that much makeup to a soccer game? You're so gorgeous, you don't need it, wrote one. Is this really people angry?
Oh my God,
full of makeup for a soccer game, it's caked on! We should use less makeup. You're so incredibly beautiful. You don't need all that.
See how mean people are to her?
Her publicity department is just there.
It's really on par.
They work too hard.
It's on par with how she was so hideously deformed by that tiny little scar on her lip. These people are being so mean to her by telling her how naturally beautiful she is.
Good God. Yeah, that's real shaming.
Oh, Lord.
What?
We've heard this one.
What song is this?
I can't believe they make you wait to steal money from you. You know this song, Brandon?
Love this tune.
Believe they were on hold for the IRS listening to this. Isn't that weird?
That's a good. It's a good vocal line.
I wonder if they went home for the day.
Totally ridiculous. That's possible. Although they, I don't think they have normal hours at this IRS.
I wonder if it's one of their own compositions.
Music. Hello?
Thank you for calling Federal Tax Relief. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
So they do have hours.
During our normal business hours, all agents are on the phone helping other callers.
This just sounds like a legit thing.
After hours, your call is very important to us.
Oh, you mean our listeners in serious trouble?
Yeah.
This is a straight up legit number, Aaron.
I don't know.
You better call him back.
Waste of time.
I could do a much better job on that voice message.
Should we check out? Should we check out what's new on Cameo?
Yeah, okay.
Haven't been there in a bit. There's gonna be
there is some. There's a great person on there now.
I'm blown away.
There's actually three new people that are pretty big.
Let's see.
I hope this actor has actual messages.
I don't know any of these people so far. Dan Malcolm, Levi Wallace, Farmer Michael, Avery Miller, Trap Frost. Let's see. Super Frankie, Willis Reed, Howard J.
Willis Reed's on there?
I think it's a different Willis Reed.
This is Will's. Sorry, Will's Reed.
Okay.
It's his son.
Omar Gooding. No, I'm thinking of Cuba Gooding. I don't know.
Could be his son, Omar.
J.C. Diedrich, Jennifer Holliday. Who are all these people? Noah Sings, Connor Daly, Cindy Morgan. I thought you said there was some...
Wesley Snipes.
They sent me an email to tell me that three new people were on there, and one being Wesley Snipes.
Really?
Yeah.
He might need a new revenue stream.
The other was the Bethany Frankel.
Yep.
From the
Housewives.
Here he is. Here's Wes.
$500
What? Oh, he's going to get hurt by that price. I think.
Oh, using Cameo now. Ow.
Good one, Wesley.
That was his intro.
Yes, man. Looking at Cameo, doing big things out there. A crew just ruling the things, huh?
That's cultural appropriation.
Big things come next year, 2019. Righteous, righteous.
Huh?
Call out and say, good things are coming.
Is that how he really talks?
You know what it's like? Like candy, baby. Right near the beach. Boy!
A lot of appropriation going on.
$500 for that piece of shit.
Well, this is the one. This one went to Matt.
Okay.
Cousin Matt's Halloween party is this Saturday.
He's in the bathroom.
Make sure you get your $5 ass there before I make change. Stab you in the hand. Stab you in the hand!
Okay. Good one.
Good one, Snipes.
Okay.
What was the other one I told you about earlier?
Mr. Wonderful.
I like Mr. Wonderful.
I do too. From Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Kevin O'Leary.
He's a billionaire, though.
Well, why does this guy need to do it for
$300? What?
He always wants a dollar.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Check this out.
No. This is why he's doing it.
He's got a music career.
Yeah!
Didn't it sound like Summer Breeze in the beginning?
Mr. Wonderful here with a message.
I heard something.
Every trucker out there, if you want to be the best you can be, think about it from the point of view of Mr. Wonderful. You got to educate yourself and understand your business the best you can. I'm making this message for Paul at American Logistics Academy. He wants to talk to you about trucking and making it better.
Okay.
So think about that. I think it's a pretty good idea. Anytime you can educate
Here's another one.
Boring.
This one's, he did a bar mitzvah.
Hey, Mandy Lynn. It's Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. Your bat mitzvah's coming up.
Oh,
and
I'm sure she's so excited.
13-year-old girl knows who Mr. Wonderful is.
Why don't they get someone from CNBC to do one?
Josh, your dad's tough just like me. You gotta do
Hey, it's Carlos Quintanilla.
Stay focused
who gives
school.
A fuck?
Enjoy the good times, but remember,
what?
So get your nose to the grindstone. Do your homework. Get straight A's or you'll be dead to me.
I would love to talk to Madeline right now.
What a joke. How stupid. Bethany Frankel, I bet she's got a billion already.
Probably. She seems to, and those Real Housewives seem to know how to price themselves right, too.
Right.
From what I understand, they make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah?
Make a lot of money in the show, too. They pay them big bucks. There's a divorce case going on, one of the Real Housewives from Orange County, and the guy is trying to get out of paying her spousal support, I think. She makes $650,000 on The Real Housewives, and she's a real beast. I mean, she's like the least likable person on the show. I haven't seen it in a long time, but and he gets paid $200,000 because he occasionally turns up on the show, or he did when they were married. I don't know.
How can they compel him to pay if she earns more?
I don't know.
I don't understand that equation.
I think he had some businesses. I know he was supposed to be some big shot business person, but I think shit started falling apart. So I don't know. It's crazy.
Bethany Frankel is currently unavailable.
What?
So she doesn't have anything.
There's Marla Maples. Can we see her latest?
I gotta tell you, she puts in work, though.
She puts in way too much work. But
these are the same ones we saw earlier.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Libby, I got one thing to say to you. Happy birthday, Junia. Happy birthday.
She looks good.
Okay, you're 21, and I'm so happy to get the chance to say happy birthday to you. I'm here in Italy because my birthday's on the 27th. And
no, you're in Italy because you're Trump's ex. Like
it's all about you.
We were just in Sicily, and it's so special. But I want to tell you, you keep following your dreams. I hear you.
Shows acts like you're so lucky.
God bless you, sweetheart. You can stay positive. Find your joy. Keep moving forward.
Dreamweaver's cranking in the recipient's head.
Gosh, she is cute.
My heart.
She's really cute.
Happy birthday. Make it the best year ever. Bye for now.
She doesn't look fake either.
Eh, she put some effort into that $93.
$93? Is that what she charges?
Yeah.
She really needs the $3? You can just charge 90 here. Oh, whatever.
I want to get one from Brett the Hitman Hart, man.
You know who should do one?
Oh my God, look at all those people.
You know who should do one is Shahuhada David, a.k.a. Sinead O'Connor. She's changed her name.
Oh, really?
Like we were thinking about her much already. She's going to make it even harder.
What are you talking about? She changed her name. She has converted to Islam. And therefore, she has changed her name.
I'm sure it was a very thought-out decision.
This nice song. That's Sinead O'Connor. I mean, Shahuda David. What's going on with her?
I don't know.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Is this going to help her financially because she was living in that shitty hotel?
Maybe.
Crying about her mother and her family wouldn't talk to her anymore. Remember that craziness?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sounds great.
Is there any Sinead O'Connor tour information? Just curious if she
ever... the song? You want to know where she's going to be doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, does anyone want to see her? Does she make... Is that Ian Ziering on the bottom right?
Yeah. I thought we saw him earlier.
Maybe she's going to be touring the Middle East.
Who's the Cardinal guy? Is that... It's not La Russa, is it?
That's Harrison Bader. I don't remember seeing Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte's on there?
$150.
Well, let's hear Ryan Lochte. Because this is probably pre-rehab.
Thank you, Mark.
Could be fucked up.
She's still singing.
What's up, John O, a.k.a. The Doctor? Hey, I heard you and a group of guys are going to Melbourne Cup to celebrate.
Yup.
I just wanted to let you know that Jeff wishes he could be there.
Oh.
And Bree and Jeff sent a message send then. Their love and don't get into too much trouble. But hey, go out there and have a blast.
Hell yeah.
40. Turn it up.
Hell yeah. Ryan Lochte, $150. He's a swimmer.
Embarrassing.
Oh boy.
And Corinne, our girl Corinne.
Oh, Corinne. I want to see a Corinne.
$40.
That's all?
Hi, Julia. It's me, Corinne. I just want to wish you a really happy birthday.
Her nanny's probably happy driving birthday. Her right now.
Rachel. Is it Rachel? Wait, that
Hi,
was
Jen.
It?
Yeah. I just wanted to give you a shout out and tell you to feel better. I heard that you're stuck in bed from a fall, so feel better. Get well soon, and we're sending love your way.
Just shut up and show your
Hi,
breath.
Jordan, it's me, Corinne. I just want to congratulate you.
Ooh.
On graduating. She looks terrible.
Looks a bit unadorned.
Yeah. That is awesome. Congratulations, girl.
Is she being shamed for that?
Just shut up and show your breath.
She's got some
split
ends.
She does not look very good there.
No, she doesn't. She looks cute in the middle one. Why does she... What's going to put... I guess... Is that zero makeup and no shower?
$40. Let's buy one.
Yeah.
I think she's dressing down to the price.
Can you put in special instruction?
Look hotter, please.
Special instruction.
Do your hair.
Just shut up and show your breast.
Yeah, that too.
She looks great.
She should have a show your breast price of $500 or something.
Oh, they also have the rookie. Do you remember this kid?
Yeah, he was in American Pie.
He was in American Pie, but he's always Henry Rowan Gardner to me.
We had him in studio, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
Had him in studio for, yeah. He played Sinatra Jr.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
Let me hear one of his.
I only know him from Rookie of the Year back in the day.
Does he deserve three names, really, for being an American Pie?
Well, I think that's his middle name. He's, you know.
I know, but he goes by it.
Yeah, he's Tommy Nichols.
He's a good guess.
Even though that's not his last name.
He's Tom Nick.
Hey, Sam, Thomas Ian Nicholas here. I hear you're moving to Germany, which is awesome.
Why?
Listen, your
Why
buddy
awesome?
Cannot make your going away party. Nick is leadership program, and he
was a
really great role model to the youth of Missouri. So he just wanted to say
it's a German thing. You wouldn't understand.
Away party. He's gonna miss you, and it seems like the youth in Missouri.
Good God, really?
Oh man, just do Absolutely potted him.
Wait, that's Tara Reid's boyfriend, right?
In American Pie, yeah, in the first one. And then
wait, is Tara Reid on there?
I don't think she
is. Gotta be. She's gotta be on
there. She is. She's drunk.
Yes.
God, I hope she is, so I can see.
Or she's getting kicked off a plane.
No, she's not.
Right.
Or she's got kicked off a plane.
Or she's showing her boobs.
Special instruction. Show us the weird boob.
What? Why was she booted off the plane?
Something about her dog. She wanted to bring her dog on, and they said, no, you got to board it.
Yeah, wasn't that on camera? No,
that's about all I love.
It was. She didn't look too good either.
Let's see.
Oh, she didn't look good. What a surprise.
No.
All right, so
great
they're
video.
Trying to get her off. They're pointing towards the door. And let's skip ahead.
Yeah, she just kind of walks off. She doesn't really say anything. I was surprised by that.
Great video. Great.
Bye.
I'm going to sell that video to TMZ.
What's the previous stupid story on? Or are those all the same story?
Yeah, it's all her. Kicked off the plane. She's wearing a really weird red beret.
Probably have time to wash her hair like Corinne. well. Okay.
Hey, are you guys getting Red Dead Redemption 2 tonight? Comes on, you gonna get that video game?
No.
Just thought I'd ask.
I'm so glad it's coming out though, so you can stop talking about it.
All right, I just wanted to check.
That you guys don't know. After every show, he talks about it for about an hour.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get my six shooter. I'm Is it better hop than on a horse?
I hope to.
Do you prefer Tim talking about his fantasy teams?
Oh, God, that is a tough question. No, you know what? I think I'd rather...
You're a cowboy?
Hell yeah, I am.
I think I'd rather hear about Red Dead Redemption because I can tune it out easier. With fantasy football, I'll hear a player's name and kind of wonder. Thinking about football.
How about the guy in prison for murdering his wife who gets Xbox for telling them where she's buried?
Yeah.
But
he probably wants Red Dead Redemption 2.
Sounds like he's got his priorities straight.
Probably does. You could be right.
It didn't say he got games.
Oh, what if they did? What if they screwed him by giving the system
an
no games?
Yeah. That'd be great.
And no internet access.
He got something else, too. He got other privileges, but they said that's only if he behaves. If he has misbehavior, it can be taken away very easily.
Oh, we'll just take it away from now, then. He misbehaved. He murdered his wife.
That's kind of how I felt about it. Why would they give that guy Xbox?
Well, because they want the body.
Yeah. I mean, if that was your... Your sister.
I understand. It's just
you want it.
Xbox. It just sounds whatever.
Silly.
I'm just hoping they're gonna take it away from him.
He'll fuck up. You know he will.
Andrew, we'll watch the trailers for the video game after.
Oh my god.
Did anybody see the video of the guy getting the shit beat out of him at the Roseville bowling alley?
What? No. Is he okay?
He's been off work for a couple weeks. He sounds like he's gonna be okay.
What happened?
It's almost pretty brutal.
This guy was, it was pretty bad. This guy was, they were, they were marking that their friend was going to prison for 5 years by a night of bowling and partying the night before he went in. Kind of like 25 hours or 25th hour.
Oh, yeah, the Spike Lee
movie. So the guy, I guess they started getting really rowdy at the bowling alley. They had snuck booze in. It's not a drinking bowling alley, which all I could think of was, why isn't that bowling alley have drinking? Why would anybody go bowling without drinking?
Square bowling alley.
But anyway, they were getting wasted, and so he said it was so out of hand, he turned off the bowling lane. And I guess they knew they had screwed up, but they came up and wanted a refund, and he refused to give them a refund. And so they started, I think they were... At first, they were just chucking things at him, and he was chucking things back, and then they came around back and just beat the shit out of him. One guy threw a bowling ball at his head.
You see it? He grabs the bowling ball and just slams
it. Oh, fuck! Ah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What assholes.
What bowling alley is this?
It's in Roseville. I don't know
what
you want
to go
specifically.
I don't know. I mean, I just wonder.
It's Apollo Lanes.
Oh, Apollo
Lanes. On Gratiot.
Oh, man.
And yeah, it was
a pile of assholes.
He wasn't fighting one guy. He was fighting a lot.
It's like four
he's
guys.
He's not even fighting. He's just under attack.
Two guys were arrested for aggravated assault. So at least there's that. And on to,
why don't you just throw him in with their buddy? They can have the party inside for 25 years.
Today being the 25th, there are a few things.
This day in soft rock?
No, not in soft rock. Oh, okay. He did such a good job preparing for that. That's what I really liked. It was like he thought of it halfway through the show.
He has a chance to redeem himself if he does this week in soft rock, but he has to do prep.
I don't think he'll do the prep. I think he'll still want to do the bit, but I think it's one of these things where he'll just want to bring up a site during the show and then warble through it.
Well, that sounds entirely accurate.
The Stones were on Ed Sullivan on this day in 64, playing Time Is On My Side and Round, Around and Around. 2 years later in 66, seven-month-old Jeff Healey had his right eye surgically removed and subsequently his left eye 4 months later replaced with artificial ones necessitated by a form of cancer. Retinoblastoma, 3 years later, was given his first guitar by his father, and then at 13, he had his first band, and the rest is history.
I know you're not an expert in any sort of ocular science, but...
not yet.
I was going to say, I know that this was some sort of cancer, but when you lose one eye, why do they always say, I'm going to lose the other one because, you know, you're...
Yeah, I don't know.
It weakens the other eye?
It does?
What, are you a fucking expert?
Is that still...
I'm not sure.
You can be fine with one eye.
I think...
I think
the cancer was found in the other eye is what happened. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it jumped across the bridge of the nose.
It's 68. Electric Ladyland, released by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It was also made available as two albums with changed artwork after complaints about the naked women who were pictured on each sleeve. The female models, by the way, that's a famous cover. Remember that, Trevor? That cover?
All right.
I never thought the chicks were that hot on that cover. That was my complaint, not
that's
the nudity.
The whole record.
The women were played 5 pounds for the photo shoot. And another 5 pounds if they posed completely naked.
What a bargain. Jeez,
I know.
5 pounds.
In 69, Sugar Sugar by the Archies was at number one on the chart.
69.
I think that was the number one song for the whole year.
Oh, that was a really good song.
It's a pop song. I guess it sold a lot.
Oh, honey, honey. Comer's version. You are my sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Boy, that must have been early. His voice sounds so much different there.
Bon Jovi's number one in 1986 on October 25th was Slippery When Wet, featuring the two number one U.S. singles, You Give Love a Bad Name and Living on a Prayer. We kind of like that record.
Well, that's a good record.
It was pretty
good.
It's fine. And then there's I Am Cowboy.
You are a cowboy.
Steel Horse I Ride. Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive's on that,
cowboy.
Right?
You are a cowboy.
Yeah. Johnny Cash announced at a gig in Michigan. It was in Flint, I believe, that he was suffering from Parkinson's disease on this day in 1997 after he fell over on stage reaching for a guitar pick.
Jeez.
Big bummer.
We need to bring the house down, Johnny.
Sorry. 2001, 13 law firms still involved in claims to Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia's $10 million estate 6 years after his death. Former wives and girlfriends continue to fight on how to distribute his estate and annual royalties of $4.6 million. I can't believe his estate's only worth $10 million in 2001. That seems way low. Richard Harris, on this day in 2002, the author of MacArthur Park, one of the longest singles.
Yeah.
Because it took long to make it. And to bake it, and they'll never have the recipe again.
Because the cake was left out in the rain.
That's right.
Ew.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
My sister had that album. And
really?
I could never understand why someone would leave perfectly great cake in the rain.
That sounds
crazy.
Delicious.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
I went to see him, by the way, in Camelot, a stage show. He was really good.
Oh, really? Seriously? Yeah. Wow. Well, he died on this day in 2002. I know. And then 2004, John Peel died in Peru of a heart attack at age 65. He's the BBC's best-known DJ of all time. He introduced people to the Ramones, the Smiths, Rod Stewart, Blur, the Sex Pistols, T-Rex, and many, 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 many others. Was known for the Peel Sessions, which were live radio sessions with bands playing, of course. And then 2012, Forbes reported Michael Jackson topped their list of the highest-earning dead musical celebrities by earning $145 million. Elvis was second with only $55 million. And then 2014, Jack Bruce, one of the greatest bass players of all time in rock and roll history, died of liver disease at age 71. God, he was a great bass player. He was in Cream, of course, with Clapton and Ginger Baker. And that's about it for this day in history. And I will remind you, Colin Jost at the Strand, the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. And there's a charitable event. Tickets are available. And MC 50, Friday and Saturday at St. Andrews, and then Saturday at the Fillmore, right? Yeah, Fillmore.
Yeah. Remodeled Fillmore.
Looks and nice.
Got any more Girls Weekend going, Trudy?
No, but I did my own electrical.
What?
What?
I installed a switch in my bathroom.
Wow.
Broke off the dimmer switch and I put a new one in.
Does that qualify as doing electrical? And
yeah.
I plugged something in the wall.
Oh, it's not.
Let's flesh this out on Monday. See ya. Have a good weekend.